listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Southern California wildfires continue to rage.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in the L.A. region critical.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney, the fires have claimed as many as 12,000 buildings, including many homes. The fire death toll, at least 25. Another round of Senate hearings today for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, before the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength. And in pursuing these America First national security goals, will remain patriotically apolitical and stridently constitutional.
Hegseth steadfastly denies anonymous allegations of wrongdoing in his personal conduct. Israel and Hamas reportedly on the cusp of a ceasefire, hostages for prisoners exchange deal aimed at ending the war in Gaza.
Hamas officials say they've accepted a draft of the proposal. The Israelis say there still is no deal, but they're also voicing optimism as final details are being worked out. Qatar, the Mideast country that's been mediating the talks, say the sides have not been this close to an agreement in months.
And that's correspondent Joseph Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. Tonight, President Biden will be delivering his farewell address to the nation. It's scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern time. Mr. Biden's address to be delivered from the Oval Office. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. Right now, the Dow futures are up 83 points, NASDAQ futures 46 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $60 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with a check of traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. A couple of things as we get underway into Montgomery County from Frederick County. There's a report of an accident southbound I-270 in Urbana at Route 80. So anybody south from I-70, heads up for that. We're just getting a report in the last 10 minutes that there might be an incident on the BW Parkway south of Arundel Mills Boulevard and before 175. So we're trying to get a look at that. About 5:30, the Curtis Creek drawbridge was up, created that delay on the Beltway, almost back to normal now. The outer loop is a little bit slow over to the ramp at Quarantine Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Even by January standards, this is cold, and it stays cold today and tomorrow, warming up into the weekend just before the next round of Arctic air arrives Sunday. 32 the high today. 34 tomorrow, Friday's warmer, 43. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County Police say a man was found shot dead inside a car that was parked in Columbia Tuesday night. Officers were called to the 6,000 block of Helen Dorsey Way after receiving a call about suspicious circumstances. They found the victim dead in the driver's seat. Police have not determined when the shooting happened, and they say it does not appear to be random. The investigation is ongoing. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will be releasing his proposed budget today. Moore says for the third year in a row, there will be no increase in sales or property taxes, and nearly two-thirds of Marylanders will get a tax cut. The governor says the budget proposal will include more than $750 million for economic and workforce development. He says part of that funding will go towards strengthening Maryland's business climate, growing key industries and sectors, and expanding the state's talent ecosystem. The state's facing a budget deficit of nearly $3 billion, and the governor says he's planning to cut spending by $2 billion. Just ahead, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch Supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, money must have poured in on the Ravens because Vegas has flipped. What started as the Bills giving 1.5 points at the beginning of the week has turned to the Ravens giving one today. Buffalo hasn't lost a home game all year and has been favored in every home playoff game they played since 1990. An all-time of 14-3 at home in the playoffs. Nice win for the Caps last night on home ice in D.C.
Along the boards, Duhaime gets away from Hellison. Here's an odd man rush. Cross ice. Frank fires. He scores! Ethan Frank can do no wrong.
Indeed. Joe B. had the call on monumental Ethan Frank's second goal of the season, and Logan Thompson turned aside 19 shots as the Caps shut out the Ducks 3-0. And by the way, Locker was back in the booth last night. Good to hear that. Maryland women in the win column last night, 99-92 over Minnesota. The women are now 16-1. They're 6-1 in the Big Ten. Coming up at 6:35, the head coaching plot thickens in Pittsburgh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
What a day yesterday was. Holy smokes. Good morning. We're the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCVM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the morning off. He'll be off for the remainder of the week, and then back on Monday. We'll be back at full strength. Yesterday, there wasn't just one story or two stories that we could probably spend an hour and a half or 2 hours on each this morning. I mean, I'm just overflowing with content today. We'll do what we can to talk about as many and many of the national issues and local issues as we possibly can between now and 9 o'clock this morning. But what a day yesterday. Headed home after doing some office work here, and on the way home, I was listening to the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearings. And I'm thinking, man, this is going to be the story tomorrow. Because the Democrats were wild. I mean, they were crazy wild. He's just wide, you know, wild-eyed. You're thinking, where the hell are they coming from here? I mean, what drug are they using now?
And a couple of them, you think that they're using some kind of illegal substance because they sounded not articulate at all, just angry. And the funny thing is, look, it's theater. That's all that it is. It's theater. They know, or they knew, they thought they knew going in, that Hegseth was going to be the next DOD head. He's going to be the defense secretary. They knew this. So they decided instead to have a theater performance. Every single leftist woman who was on that committee ranted. I mean, there was no discussion. There was no consideration of the issues. It was a rant. Hegseth was given like a half of a second to respond. And then, you're not being responsive. Next question. It was just nuts. Republicans, they did all the dull stuff. Let's actually talk about what the DOD should be doing. What do you think about, you know, weapons in space? What do you think? I mean, what do you think about what happened in Afghanistan? What do you think we should be doing now in Ukraine? These were the kinds of questions that Hegseth was facing. And then, of course, it became the battle of the anonymous sources for the Democrats. As one Democrat would try to top the other Democrat on which anonymous source they were going to use in order to slime Pete Hegseth. Look, to be really frank, I have no idea if the guy is going to be the best Department of Defense head or the worst in history. I have no idea whatsoever. I do know that by and large, I think Congress should kind of say to the president, when the president is choosing with whom he would like to work, whether the president is Republican or Democrat, it's his choice. If Hegseth gets in there and kicks butt, does a great job, everything is perfect, well, it's all good then. And we will look back in a couple of years and say, wow, that was a really good decision. If, on the other hand, Hegseth gets in there and we see after a year or two that the guy's just an empty suit and DOD is falling apart, guess what will happen? Donald Trump will fire his butt. I mean, it's really that straightforward. There's not a lot of question as to how it'll play out. So yesterday was just theater. You know, it's not as if Donald Trump has been slow to fire people in the past. I understand there was actually a show called The Apprentice he was on. They occasionally, like every single week, would fire somebody. But this is his practice. He takes people he thinks are the best that he wants in that particular position. And remember, they're not ready to be co-equal to the president. Some of the questions yesterday were, in essence, well, now that you're the co-president, you know, what happens if this, the guy with the orange hair, what happens if he gets weird? How are you going to handle that weird guy? Hegseth kept saying, look, this is the president's will. I will do, within the law, obviously, whatever the President of the United States tells me to do as Secretary of Defense. That seemed more than reasonable to me. I have no idea whether or not the guy's been good or not, but that seems like a reasonable enough standard, but not for the Democrats. And I have some of the choicer pieces of them. But also coming up today, Riley Gaines in the news again yesterday. It'd be nice to actually see a world in which we have women playing women's sports, without being worried about being injured by a guy who's pretending he's a woman. And no, gentlemen, you cannot become a woman. Chromosomes just don't do that. And they've not come up with a chromosome replacement therapy where every XY in your system becomes an XX. It just doesn't happen, right? So we got a lot of ground to cover. Wow, do we? 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. They reopened the Curtis Creek drawbridge again, right about 6:03 or so. So we had a little more of a delay there again. Second time they've had the bridge up just in the last 35 minutes. So the backup now at Quarantine Road and the backup coming over from Route 10 and across the bridge getting a little better again. So we'll keep an eye on that. For some reason, in the last several days, they've been opening and closing that bridge during the better part of the rush hour. So we'll continue to keep an eye on it. There is slowing on the BW Parkway. Just looked at the camera for the traffic moving south from the airport cutoff and down towards Arundel Mills. The wreck was reported south of Arundel Mills and down before 175. So there's an early buildup there and traffic south out of Frederick this morning. The wreck was still there, maybe on the shoulder now, but heads up on 270 southbound at Route 80 and as you're coming into Urbana. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Sunny, dry, and cold through at least Friday this week. Man, it's chilly out there right now. 17 degrees when I was heading into work this morning. Today's high all of 32. Tomorrow's high 34 for Friday. The high is going to be about 43 degrees. So be aware when you head out this morning. If you have any water leak anywhere, that's what we call black ice at this point, folks. There's not water on the ground.
Right.
And you fall on your keister if you head out and run into that kind of situation. The temperature right now, Middle River has 22 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is a tetch warmer at all of 23 outside. And, you know, it gets down to, you take a look at some of the reporting stations. Ellicott City, 18 degrees, Chuck.
Ooh.
Pikesville, 18. Randallstown, 18. Reisterstown, 18 degrees. Welcome to winter.
Yes.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, yesterday, I kept hearing the forecast saying, well, welcome to winter. And it's like 38 degrees outside. This is autumn.
You know, yeah, right. 38 is a heat wave.
Yeah, really. So, but yesterday, what a day. What a day to hear some of the stuff that went on yesterday on the Hill.
Wow.
There were three or four different things going on. In addition, of course, we have continuing commentary on what's going on in California, the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
More details there. We have the, I forget what it's called, the Safety for Women in Sports Act or something like this.
Right.
And Riley Gaines spoke about this yesterday. We have this dust up. It's hilarious, man. First of all, Jasmine Crockett is a bit of a tool, to be, you know, really kind about it.
Sure.
She got into it a couple months ago with Green, and yesterday she got into it with Mace.
Right.
And she just, I mean, she is who she is. But I tell you, this is one thing I find very off-putting as a guy, and mm-hmm. it's also a tell. She spends an inordinate amount of time. You know, she has her hair all over on one side.
Right.
It's like a female comb over. You know, she's and she plays with it all the time. She's brushing it back out of her face all the time. Lady, if you can't get through a single sentence without having to brush your hair back, change right. your damn hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need to see this. It's distracting. I guess it's very showy. I mean, there's something about body language that says if you're on a first date, guys, here, all you teenage boys, all these teenage boys out there, pay attention, guys. If you're on a first or second date and your date begins to kind of play with your hair like that, that's a go signal, just so you know.
Absolutely, it is.
Just passing it along.
Not only go, no charge.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. But she's there playing with her hair. Now, Chuck, I got to play you just the beginning of this,
mm-hmm.
Because it's going to take 15, 20 minutes to get through all this content. Nancy Mace yesterday, this is after the Women in Safety and Sports thing. This is another committee that's having a hearing. And so Jasmine Crockett says, we should reopen another subcommittee to make sure, you know, people I like are happy or something like this. Congress does what it does.
Right.
And then she says, May says, I'm just a little bit confused here as to what you have in mind.
I don't know what's going on today. I find it extremely rich and offensive. So we were talking about the infringement of individual people. Also, quote, the right to privacy of individuals. Coming from a party that can't define what a woman is and won't give women the right to privacy.
Yeah. That's a fair representation, I think.
Right.
And look, one of the things that came up yesterday in a couple of conversations is, I sure as hell hope we're past, you have to give me your pronouns. I have friends who are Hispanic, a couple of friends who, you know, first generation Americans from Mexico. Try calling them Latinx. They don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're like, what are you, weird? Let's make sure we have the right label for everybody, because the label is more important than the content of what they have to say
right.
or their skill set or anything else. Just make sure you label them correctly, because if you don't, that is, of course, that's an infringement on the rights of all Latinx people, whatever the hell those are.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So now I'm going to give you this one soundbite coming up, Chuck. And I'll let you go because now you got a traffic you got to prepare for. But folks, this soundbite coming up is Nancy Mace. And in this soundbite, at the very beginning of the soundbite, it is not safe for children. Or, you know, they're not safe for work, NSFW, you see on things.
Right.
This is not safe for kids, NSFK. And so I'm gonna, before I play it, I'll set it up again, make sure that you guys know that's about to be played. But it is a testimony yesterday on the floor of the House of Representatives in this particular committee meeting. It's Nancy Mace at Nancy Mace's best. And Chuck will check back with you in a couple of minutes.
All right, see you then.
All right, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 620. I'm Bruce Elliott. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs. Cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union. Presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. This in from Jim in the Outer Banks. Good morning, Bruce. At least DJT is not afraid to fire people, unlike his immediate predecessor was. Did Joseph R. Biden ever fire anybody? I say the only one I can think of was Sam Brinton, and that's a maybe. This is the guy who... What was he, Assistant Secretary of Energy for Nuclear Waste or something like this? A guy who was a little unclear as to what his gender was. That's gender dysphoria. That's not a personal choice. And he also had a fondness for women's luggage, if you recall. That's that guy, all right? He go to the airport and steal women's luggage. You picked the best of the best, Biden. You really did. And he said, Jim in Auto Bank says, Hex says, best moment was response to Elizabeth Warren. And we have that for you coming up in a little bit. Wait until you guys hear this. Yesterday, it was a clown show. It was fun. It's great viewing. Sound and fury signifying nothing. And I can't remember the exact quote, but that's much of what it was. But they were, I mean, they took high umbrage at Pete Hegseth's existence. And I would suggest to you, it's not that they really object to Pete Hegseth. They object to a change agent, and they object to Donald Trump. That's what the real objection is. So Hegseth is just today's whipping boy. And there'll be others coming up. I'm quite sure they're going to do the same kind of thing to Tulsi Gabbard. They'll do the same kind of thing to some of the other nominees, because they realize they're going to lose these votes over and over and over again, and they're just kind of staking out territory. All right? More than that coming up, plus this one soundbite that you really have to hear, but again, get the kids out of the room. 623, traffic over there on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Still a little bit slow here coming eastbound on the Beltway, and you're coming over the Curtis Creek Bridge. The bridge went back up again at 6. It was up at around 5:30 this morning, and it went back up just a little while ago. It's back down, but the traffic that gets caught from the Curtis Creek Bridge over to Quarantine Road is still dealing with that backup because the ramp then to Quarantine Road become slow. So it's trying to work its way out, and hopefully now that will start to clear. It looks like the BW Parkway now is a little better. It was backed up at Route 100 coming south. The wreck after Arundel Mills looks like now should be off the roadway. That backup is easing southbound. So far, we're looking at just the morning buildups and nothing major at this point going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today is sunny, dry, and cold, and but that way at least through Friday this week. Today's high 32, tomorrow's high 34. Friday a high about 43 degrees. Right now, Parkville has 20 degrees. Severta Park has 21 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. Yesterday, I got to set the scene here and give you the opportunity to make sure the kids are occupied doing something else for just about 15 seconds. That's all. After the hearing took place, different committee, hearing took place on the Safety and Women in Sports Act, or whatever it's called. You had Nancy Mace and Jasmine Crockett in a committee meeting together. Jasmine Crockett previously had decided to slime Marjorie Taylor Greene, and that was quite a little dust-up. Yesterday, she decided to go after Nancy Mace. You can read into that whatever you wish to read into it. It is what it is. Nancy Mace, in responding to Jasmine Crockett's desire to have another subcommittee doing something that she feels she could be important doing, or at least get a daily headline, said, first of all, as you just heard a moment ago, look, you know, you guys can't even define what a woman is, and you got to come in here, you want a subcommittee somehow to protect the rights of those individuals and other individuals? So you better figure out for whom you're speaking first. And then, this is the soundbite. Make sure the kids are out of the room for 5 seconds. That's all you need. Here's Nancy Mace.
You all want men with penises, chicks with dicks in the bathroom with us. You want women to be forced to undress in front of men in the locker room and in dressing rooms. And it's so hypocritical for you to sit here and say and be, you know, screaming from the rooftops about right to privacy and civil rights when you don't respect women.
Yeah, and I think a fair argument can be made that if you're not going to give women safe spaces, then that is showing a fair degree of disrespect for the gentler gender, as it were. Nancy Mace, you may or may not be aware of this, Nancy Mace is a rape survivor. It took her a long time to come out and say that out loud. She was already elected representative. She was already in Congress, I think, before that truth finally came out. And so this touches very, very close to home for her.
You don't respect women who've been raped. Women who are victims of sexual abuse. And you want me, a victim of rape, a survivor of rape, to go into a locker room and be forced to undress in front of a man? You have to be effing kidding me. So I don't want to hear about you talk about rights, individual rights, civil rights, because you can't find the courage from the 60s to fight for women all around America. Fight for women like me, every single woman.
Yeah, instead, they're focused on let's fight for trans rights. Even the National Organization of Women came out in favor of trans women, in other words, fake women, pretend women, rather than saying we're the National Organization of Real Live Women. We're the organization of those individuals, you know, whose genetically they have breasts and they have a whole different set of architecture down below. Instead, they came out and said, oh, we're standing along with a trans woman. Like, we're going to kiss that organization goodbye if you actually care about female rights. So Nancy Mace went on and said, we want safe spaces. Is that wrong? Why is it we have to be arguing about whether or not women can undress in privacy?
As a rape survivor, I shouldn't have to explain to you why women have rights and why women, when we're in the bathroom, when we're in the locker room, when we're in a dressing room, why I don't feel safe when there is a man nearby. The fact that we're going here and we're going to say all these things is the ripeness of hypocrisy on the Hill.
All right, that was pretty much the end of what she had to say. She yielded the floor, and then Jasmine Crockett said, I want to talk some more. And this is where it gets ugly. Listen up.
I can see that somebody's campaign coffers really are struggling right now. So she gonna keep saying trans, 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 so that people will feel threatened. And child, listen, I want y'all
I
to
am
tell
no
me
child.
Whether or
Do not,
not
call me a child. I am no child.
I want
Don't
to
even
find
start.
Out.
I am a grown
which
woman.
Which of those emails
I have
actually
broken
have
glass ceilings? You know,
I am reclaiming my time.
You will not do that.
Order.
I am not a
Chairman.
Child.
I am
not
reclaiming my time.
If you want to take it outside,
Mr. Chairman, the committee is not
okay.
in order.
You want to take it outside. That's Nancy Mace. She clarified, by the way, in the next sentence. Says that's not a physical threat. Why don't we take it off the floor, take it outside, and sit down and have a conversation away from the microphones, away from the television cameras. But, of course, everybody on the left wants to read that is, you know, let's go outside and trade blows. That's not what she was saying, and she clarified that right away. She said there is no threat here because, I forget, Congressman Frost, Democrat, said, oh, well, we got to put a muzzle on her. She said, there's no threat of violence here. I wanted to take out a side and talk with her. That's all. So there you go, folks. Little dust up yesterday. If nothing else, it was entertaining. 6:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in a couple minutes, traffic over the threes. Coming up right now. Yes, Julie Ryder, News.
Good morning. The superintendent of Baltimore County Public Schools is recommending an operating budget of nearly $3 billion for fiscal 2026. Dr. Miriam Rogers unveiled her budget proposal during Tuesday night's meeting of the county's Board of Education. Dr. Rogers says that proposed budget maintains strategic investments in critical priority areas that will move the school system forward and bolster student success. The spending plans more than $126 million higher than the current general fund budget. The superintendent said much of the increase will address the growing needs of the system's 110,000 students and prioritize investments in the recruitment and retention of staff members. Howard County Police investigating a shooting in Columbia Tuesday night in which one person was killed. Approximately 8:30 p.m., police responded to the 6,000 block of Helen Dorsey Way for suspicious circumstances call. They located a male victim with at least one gunshot wound. He was in the driver's seat of a parked vehicle. The male is yet to be identified. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials say the incident does not appear to be random. Republican members of the Maryland General Assembly have joined the State Freedom Caucus Network. Maryland's lone Republican in the U.S. House joined state delegates in Annapolis to make the announcement Tuesday. Andy Harris leads the House Freedom Caucus in the nation's capital. Harris says the way to secure freedom is to limit the size and scope of government interfering in decisions by businesses and individuals who can help to grow the economy. State Delegate Matt Morgan of St. Mary's County will chair the state caucus. The Baltimore County Council is asking the General Assembly to block legislation that would allow beer and wine sales in grocery stores. On Tuesday, Republican Councilmember David Marks introduced a resolution opposing the potential legislation. Coming up next, we'll check traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 162, and the pick 4 was 9976. And now with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, but 95 is already getting some brake lights as you're coming south from the O'Donnell Street area and from Eastern Avenue, with the lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 895 is also busy early again today south of O'Donnell Street. I spotted something that appears to be an incident at the Keith Avenue ramp at I-95. A lot of commercial traffic there just off of I-95. So a number of flashing lights there actually on Keith Avenue itself. So if you're exiting there, commercial traffic going in to those business areas, keep an eye out for that. In the meantime, we're filling in on the Beltway just a bit. We'll start to get busy now from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Even by January standards, this is cold, and it stays cold today and tomorrow, warming up into the weekend just before the next round of Arctic air arrives Sunday. 32 the high today, 34 tomorrow, Friday's warmer, 43. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, let's take you back to week four of the regular season. The Bills suffered their worst loss of the season against the Ravens, 35-10 in Baltimore. Bills were missing five starters on defense, including standout inside linebacker Matt Milano and cornerback Teron Johnson. Here's Buffalo defensive coordinator Bobby Babich with Milano on the mend and available now for Sunday's game.
I think the biggest thing that people tend to forget is Matt Milano was an all-pro. And then at the beginning of the year last year, Matt Milano was playing as good as any defensive player in the National Football League. When you don't play football for as long as he's played it, you know, you gotta knock the rust off, you know, and I think we're starting to see some of that.
Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh and offensive coordinator Todd Monken spent some time looking at the Bills' defense on film and came to this conclusion.
Very active. Very, very tied together defense. Back end to the second level to the front. Pass rush, run defense, defensive backs showing up in the run game, linebackers playing downhill.
The Bills tied for the league lead in takeaways, but just middle of the pack in terms of defense against the run. Mike Tomlin met the media yesterday in Pittsburgh to do a postmortem on his team amid swirling rumors of his tenure coming to an end.
Certainly disappointing to be conducting this business today, but I don't view it as misfortune, to be quite honest with you. Particularly at this level in this business and game, there's football justice. You get what you deserve. And so
Tomlin and the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016. That's a span of six straight losses. He's under fire in Pittsburgh, but had a message to NFL teams thinking about making a trade with the Steelers for his services. And I'll do my best Joe Biden impression here. Don't. Caps back on home ice last night against the Ducks, and it was quite a night as they rocked the red.
Protas looking to Ovechkin, covered up by John Carlson. He scores! Carlson, bar down.
The wicked wrister. Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. John Carlson with his fourth of the year, his 28th point. Logan Thompson steered aside all 19 shots as the Caps blank the Ducks 3-0 and win back-to-back games for the first time since December 22nd. The Pens' Evgeny Malkin, the latest victim of a home burglary. It happened this past weekend with the Pens hosting the Ottawa Senators. Among the items taken were his three Stanley Cup rings. The time now is 6:37. When we return, oops, he did it again.
Don't.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
What did you think of my impression?
I thought it wasn't terrible.
It was the best
impression I have ever heard you do.
Don't. I should have said it three times, actually, like Kristen played.
I thought she played that? I thought it was all you.
No, it was her. Oh. It was her. Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, oops, he did it again. I don't know if you saw this note or not. You remember Deontay Johnson,
yes,
the Ravens wide receiver,
yes,
who was here for 30 seconds?
Yep.
And the Ravens let him go, and the Texans picked him up, mm-hmm, for the playoffs. Well, they've cut him.
Yeah.
You know you're not wanted when the team that just hired you fires you right before a playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it seems to me Val Clark Riley, a bit of an attitude, right?
I would say a bit, maybe a little bit longer than a bit.
Just a longer than a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, but this is the fourth team that he's been with this year. He was traded from the Steelers to the Panthers. He traded to the Ravens. The Ravens cut him. He picked up by the Texans. Now gone from the Texans. His career just may be over.
Well, look, he's one of these guys who can't get out of his own way.
Absolutely.
I mean, he clearly has gifts.
It's a shame.
Physical skill.
Yeah, it's a shame because when he was with the Steelers a couple of years back, he was like a rising star. But he's got a problem between the ears.
Yep. All right. Back with more right after the Silver Rock News. Talk Radio 680 WCBU. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Talk Radio 680. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. I'm Bruce Elliott. And as always, thank you so very much for having us in today and every day. Out in California, of course, they continue to hear stories about what's going on with the fires out there. The wildfires continue to burn. Kevin O'Leary, now Mr. Wonderful on the whatever that show is, the experts decide whether they're going to give you money for your business. What is that called?
Shark Tank.
Thank you very much, Jules. It's obviously not one of my regular things that I watch. So he says, yeah, it's fine to give money to California, but with one caveat.
I think every taxpayer in America, including those in California, would like to tie this aid to removing Newsom and Bass. Now, gone. Part of the deal would be, and I know Trump likes new ideas, here's one, not a dime until those two are whacked from their jobs immediately.
What was that phrase you just used? Again, this is Kevin O'Leary, business guy, and obviously I know a show I watch all the time, called Shark Tank. What do we do with these guys?
They are so incompetent, and all of the decisions they've made led to this, and they're still making mistakes. They're horrific managers. Whack them.
Now, it seems to me that O'Leary might spend a little less time watching Goodfellas.
That's when I knew Jimmy was going to whack Maury. That's how it happens. That's how fast it takes for a guy to get whacked.
Yeah.
No, him, he's a nut job. He talks to everybody.
All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Okay, on to the Hegseth hearings. We'll dip in and out of the story during the course of the morning because otherwise it'll just consume the morning show. One of the individuals I was most delighted to watch because she's so out of her depth. Honest to God, I don't know why the people of Hawaii send her. Except maybe they want her off the island. I mean, it could be. Let's put you in that place in the United States that's as far from Hawaii as we can possibly get you. That's going to be Washington, D.C. because they don't have a delegation to Maine, I guess. Hazy Maisie, crazy Hazy Maisie. Now, let me set this up. One of the anonymous accusations against Hegseth, which, by the way, all of his co-workers, named co-workers, say that's absolute nonsense, is the guy shows up drunk for work. So the Democrats have decided the appropriate thing to do is to say, you have to take a sobriety pledge. You have to join the WCTU, the Women's Christian Temperance Union, and you have to say, lips that touch alcohol shall never touch these. And that seems to be what the standard is. I would challenge you, if you had access, to go to any senator's office, and look around if there's not a bottle of bourbon somewhere. I mean, just look, at the end of the day, if they want to have a drink, they're going to have a drink. Not a big deal. They're going to have the drink. It's fine. But instead, it gets crazy, and Maisie Hirono says, well, We want you to make the sobriety pledge.
Will you resign as Secretary of Defense if you drink on the job, which is a 24/7 position?
I've made this commitment on behalf of
will
the men
and women I'm serving. Will you resign as Secretary of Defense
I've made
if
this
you
commitment
drink
on behalf
the job.
Of the men and women I'm serving.
I'm not
because
hearing,
it's the most important deployment
I'm not
of
hearing
my
an
life.
Answer to my question, so I'm going to move on.
Yeah, so there you go. Maisie Hirono, she's not hearing the answer she wants to her question, so she's let it out there. Fine. It's there, Maisie. It's there. More from her coming up in a minute. First, though, 6:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
The morning construction area has been set up and is already creating havoc. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, exit 76. They put construction in right before 7 o'clock in the morning, right in the middle of the rush hour as we get underway. Just perfect timing. I haven't gotten it. We talked about it for years, and they are blocking the right lane on the northbound side, so be prepared for that. There's an incident near the Harbor Tunnels. It's on Keith Avenue at the ramp where all that traffic comes together at the ramp at I-95. So traffic just coming off the Fort McHenry Tunnel could have at least a brief delay there. Both the tunnels already this morning southbound are slowing around O'Donnell Street, both on 895 and on 95 southbound. The west side outer loop brake light, yep, now begins 795 to Frederick Road. Everything's good through Annapolis off the Bay Bridge towards I-97, and we made a quick check also for the traffic up around I-97 and Route 32, and the lanes are open there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunny, dry, and cold through at least Friday of this week. Today's high 32, tomorrow's high 34 degrees. For Friday, a high around 43. Right now, Reisterstown has 18 degrees. Ellicott City right now, looking at 18 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, it is time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon for our daily visit and find out exactly what's going on in the food and beverage industry, courtesy of those fine folks. In the name of one, Johnson.
Twinkies are back.
Twinkies are back, Chuck.
Twinkies are back.
Great stories.
Did they ever go away? Some are still around from 1950.
Yes, and there will be.
Yes.
They're behind a piece of sheetrock in some house next to the McDonald's hamburger.
You know.
And in 75 years, they'll still taste exactly the same.
Yes, they will.
There'll be no mold, no nothing on it, because it's not an... Okay, now, anyway. Oh,
they should rub that on wounds, because whatever's healing that is, should take yes. care of some wounds.
Some great stories. Pepsi Cola has come out. You were familiar with the term dirty soda?
I've never
heard of it before. Apparently, it's when you add something to your soda.
Oh.
So if you get a Pepsi and you're like a little squeeze of lime in it,
right.
That's a dirty soda. Well, Pepsi has decided to go ahead and jump forward on this, and they've introduced a number of delicious renditions, they say, of dirty soda.
Okay.
Pepsi has now launched the Wild Cherry and Cream soda. Okay. That actually rolls out on January 20th. It's just like the Wild Cherry flavor, except it comes with a mouth feel that's a silky mouth feel.
Oh.
Jules, is that good for you? Yeah?
No, thanks.
Okay. She's so polite. United Airlines is serving treats from an iconic New York City bakery up at 30,000 feet. Say farewell to those dried-out airplane muffins. And now you can actually team up with Magnolia Bakery to bring its banana pudding on board select United flights across the U.S. I guess this is both in coach and in first class, which I guess obviates the need to be in first class to get real food instead of a small bag of peanuts with a warning outside. Although the package says, warning,
coach,
may contain peanuts.
Rioting.
Yes, right. And this is a classic story. These people who have become like pseudo-celebrities, the Real Housewives types, they really take it seriously.
Oh.
They're from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Apparently one of them is a woman named Jennifer Aydin, A-Y-D-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a Jersey Mike's, and she had a problem. She had a major problem because they didn't recognize her level of celebrity. So, honest to God, folks, I'm not making this up. You couldn't make this up if you paid me. She revealed she was told to wait in line. Oh, no. And then she attempted to add another sandwich after her order had been half filled. They said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you have to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
She took umbrage at this. A man behind her actually sided with a worker, said, look, you know, lady, you changed your mind 17 times before you got up here. And then again during the order. The rest of us would like to get some food, too. Just go ahead and step back to the back. She launched into him, saying, I'm an effing celebrity. You're an a-hole. Of course, the words were actually filled in beyond the initial letter.
No, of course.
And he said, she's over here ordering like four different sandwiches, changing the bread last minute. We're doing it for her, right? And the worker says, it gets down to the point where Sheena says so much, we're all right, ma'am. If you want to order another sandwich, you're going to have to go back to the back of the line because you're backing up the entire line. And then she says, I said, I'm an effing celebrity. I'm going to sue you guys. This is a woman whose 15 minutes of fame actually never occurred, but she's convinced she's there for a long run. And that is today's food news.
Right.
Yeah, I like Jersey Mike's, man.
I do, too.
I go back and stand in line again.
Sure.
No problem at all.
I have a quick update, if you don't mind.
Sure.
A couple of things. State highways behind what appears to be a broken-down vehicle outer loop right at the end of the ramp from 795. I was back down here to the Curtis Creek Bridge just to see about the drawbridge, and it looks like there's a wreck now on the outer loop of the Beltway just before the Curtis Creek Bridge in the left-hand lane. Single lane to the right. Right now, not too much of a backup, but we'll keep an eye on that. Okay? I appreciate it.
Good enough. Thanks very much. We'll check back with you at 53. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes all morning long. All right. Another cut from Mazie Hirono yesterday in the Hegseth confirmation hearings. She is a trip, folks. First, she said, will you resign if at any time during the time period that you are Secretary of Defense, if you have a drink? He said, look, I've taken the rather exceptional position of, yes, I will resign. I'm not going to drink at all. That's it. I'm not going to drink. And then Macy said, well, that's really not quite good enough for her, you know. It has to be more than that somehow. So she says, I love this conversation. God help me, I love this. She says, if Donald Trump instructs you to invade Greenland or take over the Panama Canal by force, this is like this guy, was it Pete Johnson, who was concerned with too many U.S. troops going to be on Guam and the island would tip over? So she wants to know if Trump orders him to invade Greenland, what would he do?
President-elect has attacked our allies in recent weeks, refusing to rule out using military force to take over Greenland and the Panama Canal, and threatening to make Canada the 51st state. Would you use our military to take over Greenland or an ally of Denmark?
Senator, one of the things that President Trump is so good at is never strategically tipping his hand. And so I would never in this public forum give one way or another the president would give me in any context.
That sounds to me that you would contemplate carrying out such an order to basically invade Greenland.
Yeah,
take over the Panama Canal.
Clearly. Yeah, I also wondered, actually, at that moment, whether or not Pete Hegseth, if he was ordered to attack Thanos from the Marvel movies, if he would attack Thanos if Donald Trump told him to. Since you didn't say you wouldn't do it, that sounds to me like you want a world power to go up against an international threat to all of our lives. What a loon. What a loon. 651, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53 Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Maisie Hirono.
Please. Anything but that.
Would you invade Greenland if the president told you to? It's Foster Brooks, man.
No.
I just don't know.
There ain't enough whiskey in the world to make that happen.
There are like 56,000 people in Greenland, totally. That's all. Okay. I mean, how long would an invasion take? Seriously.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not going to take very long.
No, we give a dump at lunch.
Just pull up an aircraft carrier out there about 8 miles out, and they'll go, okay, we surrender.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Outer loop of the Beltway going on to the Curtis Creek Bridge. Apparently, this is a wreck. It looks like somebody hit the guardrail, so the police cars are there. They're in the left-hand lane. Not much of a backup, but if you're coming over from Route 10, you're going to see that delay right there, just building, and you're going to have to stay to the right. There are several now police cars in the left-hand lane. Pulaski Highway, 68th Street. That's a new wreck coming out of Rosedale. It's going to be very close to the city-county line. The west side outer loop delays begin at 795, and there was a broken down vehicle also in that same area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Sunny, dry, and cold through at least Friday. Today's high 32, tomorrow's high 34. Friday around 43 degrees. Temps right now continue to be bitter cold outside. It's a 17 degrees right now in Ellicott City. Glen Burnie is 21. Hunt Valley is 20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So much for Maisie Hirono. How about Hiawatha? Yes, she was there as well. Elizabeth Warren had her chance to take a swing or two at Pete Hegseth.
For me, this issue has always been about standards. And unfortunately, because of some of the people that have been in
I'm quoting you from the podcast. Women shouldn't be in combat at all. Where is the reference to standards that they should be there if they can carry, if they can run? I don't see that at all, Mr. Hegseth.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a fair argument that what's happened here is what he's actually talking about, is that in order to somehow meet DEI standards, that the physical standards have been lowered in order to accommodate women in combat, which means they are not physically able to do the job. If you're a female and you're 6 feet tall and you weigh 175 pounds and you're strong, Pete Hegseth says he has no problem with this. If you're 5'3 and you weigh 110 pounds dripping wet, this is a bit of an issue. You're going to get into a ground combat unit and be told you have to carry that soldier out of harm's way. He happens to weigh 225. Of course, his pack and everything brings that up to around 275. Go ahead, just put him on your shoulders, little 5'3 person, and just haul him out of combat. That's the problem with this nonsense. But she went after excess some more. I love this quote. Here's Liz.
You've written that after they retire, generals should be banned from working for the defense industry for 10 years. You and I agree on the corrosive effects of the revolving door between the Pentagon and defense contractors. It's something I would have liked to talk with you about if you'd come and been willing to visit with me. But the question I have for you on this is, will you put your money where your mouth is and agree that when you leave this job, you will not work for the defense industry for 10 years?
Senator, it's not even a question I've thought about.
No, it's something that's even crawled across his mind. Look, the money this guy makes on TV, if he chooses to, after his term as Secretary of Defense, what are you going to want to do? You want to go and work a 9-to-5 for the defense industry somewhere as a lobbyist? Are you going to go back on Fox and earn more than $1 million a year? Be practical here, Elizabeth. Be practical.
My motivation for this job.
I understand
has never
that.
Been
I just need a yes or no here.
Come next.
Time is short. I just need a yes or no.
I would consult with the president about what the policy is.
In other words, you're quite sure that every general who serves should not go directly into the defense industry for 10 years. You're not willing to make that same pledge?
I'm not a general, Senator.
Yeah, she did not take well to being laughed at by the gallery. But you know what? That's kind of on her. 858 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right after the top of the hour, Pete Hegseth defends himself against some of the anonymous accusations that have been flying his way. And later on to the 7 o'clock hour, Riley Gaines weighs in on this new bill that's now passed that hopes to give some protection to women in sports and actually the restoration of what Title IX is and is supposed to be all about. That's coming up in just a moment right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because the low inventory they may have and the low rate they may have on their current home. Now, this sounds like you. You should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? If you said yes, listen up. You have got to see Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele is Maryland's real estate expert. And the fact is that now there are more ways to sell your home than there were 10 or 20 years ago. So why go to somebody who sells your home as if it were 20 years ago? Vinny has a unique certified pre-owned home program as an example of many programs. You never buy a pre-owned car without a certified warranty. Why buy a house without a pre-owned certified guarantee? Vinny Steele, not just another agent, Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would call to sell my home. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Another round of dangerous fire weather is in the forecast today for Southern California, prompting authorities to post an advisory.
The warning is for a particularly dangerous situation. In Altadena, Lydia Sawyer returned to find her home gone.
I'm just heartbroken. This was my grandchildren's home, everybody's home, basically. Big family. A lot of memories.
Thomas Martin with Calvary Disaster Relief is in L.A. He's seen damage elsewhere from tornadoes and hurricanes.
This is different. This is total devastation. There's nothing much we can do other than pray for the folks.
Some homes are without power to prevent lines from sparking new fires. I'm Ed Donahue.
President-elect Trump's pick for Attorney General Pam Bondi is among Mr. Trump's cabinet nominees slated for Senate confirmation hearings today. Has Cuba changed its terroristic ways? Apparently, President Biden thinks so. He's lifting the Communist Islands designation as a state sponsor of terrorism.
The move by the outgoing administration to ease sanctions is part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. According to senior officials, many dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the United States to be unjustly detained would be released at noon next Monday, Inauguration Day. Back in 2017, then-President Trump toughened the U.S. posture toward Cuba, and Joe Biden's decision could be reversed as early as next week, with Donald Trump back in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Republican-sponsored bill banning transgender athletes from participating in girls' sports has passed the House. It was a double moonshot this morning for SpaceX, launching a pair of lunar landers for U.S. and Japanese companies. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 154 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions.
Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Com.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident near the Curtis Creek Bridge is on the outer loop of the Beltway right before you get to the drawbridge, and it's still affecting the left-hand lane. Single lane to the right, so heads up if you're traveling towards Quarantine Road coming over from Route 10. Not a big delay right now, but the single lane to the right, you'll see the police cars well in advance of that area. Had a wreck earlier at the Keith Avenue ramp, very close to the interchange there at I-95 in Rosedale. An accident reported about 20 minutes ago, Pulaski Highway at 68th Street. We have delays in the construction area. Construction there again early today, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. And that takes away the right lane. Nothing major at the tunnels, but already this morning, backups now, 895 towards the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 is slow, approaching the Eastern Avenue Bridge on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Even by January standards, this is cold, and it stays cold today and tomorrow, warming up into the weekend just before the next round of Arctic air arrives Sunday. 32 the high today, 34 tomorrow, Friday's warmer, 43. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will release his proposed budget today. Moore says for the third year in a row, there will be no increase in sales or property taxes, and nearly two-thirds of Marylanders will get a tax cut. The governor says the budget proposal will include more than $750 million for economic and workforce development. He says part of that funding goes towards strengthening Maryland's business climate and growing key industries. The state is facing a budget deficit of nearly $3 billion, and the governor says he's planning to cut spending by $2 billion. The Maryland Department of Agriculture says a second case of bird flu has been discovered at a commercial poultry operation in the state. The flu was detected on a chicken farm in Queen Anne's County just days after bird flu was found at a commercial chicken operation in Caroline County. State officials have quarantined the affected areas and eliminated the affected birds to prevent the spread. Officials say birds from the affected flocks will not enter the food system. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Bills, of course, will have home field advantage this Sunday night when they host the Ravens in an AFC divisional matchup. Buffalo all-time 14-3 at home in the playoffs since the 1970 merger. Now, how big of an advantage is that? Well, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh gushed about his team's home crowd during the Pittsburgh game in the postgame.
And I think it bears noting that our fans tonight were unbelievable, and our stadium was incredible. I mean, it was a fun stadium. I got to tell you, I took a moment a couple times to kind of look around and see see what was going on. I mean, the lights come out. You notice that, right? When they put the lights out, and Ray Lewis comes out of the end zone and does the dance. I mean, I heard the song. I'm like, oh, it kind of sounds familiar, you know?
Warmer thoughts. Major League Baseball has released spring training report dates. Orioles pitchers and catchers will report on February 12th, first workout on the 13th, the first full squad workout on February 18th, so plan accordingly. And by the way, Anthony Santander is still out there on the free agent market. And finally, a big high school basketball tilt yesterday in the city. It was at Dunbar High School. City College, with a late defensive stand, earned a gritty 53-48 win over the Poets. Omar Smith led the Knights with 19 points. City now 6-3. Dunbar is 9-2. Coming up at 7:35, Maryland gets a general manager. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two, The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You missed the first hour. You missed some good stuff, man. But got some great stuff coming up for you between now and 8 o'clock this morning. Later on this hour, Riley Gaines weighs in on a piece of legislation that passed yesterday. I had only, I think, two Democrats. This is in the House side. Two Democrats who actually voted in favor of protecting women in sports. I just kind of, you know, watch what they do, not what they save time. And by the way, this in from Marty. Aliyah Watha was on the warpath yesterday. Now, she says, or rather, she is the woman who lied about her ethnic status to deprive an actual minority of a job. And she wants to talk about ethics. The same woman who made millions by reselling houses to people who lost their homes because of financial hardship. Yeah, that's Elizabeth Warren. It is. America's mother-in-law. It's just, or America's spinster aunt. I mean, there's something about her that I find personally incredibly unappealing. It's just the presence, who she is, what she does. All right, I promise you this, and this is going to take a few minutes of our time here. You heard a lot of attacks on Pete Hegseth last hour, and there are more coming up, man. Wait till I get to Tim Kaine stuff. Hegseth, though, yesterday was given the opportunity, I forget which, it might have been Wicker, who is the chair of the committee, gave him the opportunity to respond to some of the anonymous accusations that were made yesterday and that have been made about him since he received the nomination to be defense chief from Donald Trump. Here's part of his response.
What we knew is that it wasn't about me. Most of it was about President Donald Trump, who's had to endure the very same thing for much longer amounts of time, and he endured it in incredibly strong ways. So we, in some ways, knew it was coming. We didn't understand the depth of the dishonesty that would come with it. So from story after story in the media, left-wing media, we saw anonymous source after anonymous source based on second- or third-hand accounts.
Yeah, and that is what the anonymous sources are all about. The problem is that the media, the news media, the old-line media, the swamp media, whatever you want to call them, the legacy media, they've forgotten the idea of actually double-checking facts, double-sourcing something before you put it in the newspaper or put it on air. That used to be pretty standard. You know, your talk show host is a little different. The rules are a little bit looser because you get to specify this is just a rumor or this is just one individual. But if you write as if it's a factual event in a newspaper or you put it on a TV as if it is a factual event, and maybe you forget sometimes to note that it's an anonymous source. Maybe you mention it, but it's a anonymous source, one anonymous source. How much credibility do you give this? Long time ago, back in prehistory, when I was at the Medill School of Journalism out in Northwestern, this is the kind of thing that you wouldn't do. You double-sourced everything. If you didn't double-source it, it didn't get any further than that. It was spiked. Story was dead. Heck Seth says that if it weren't for the anonymous sources and for the selective editing, it would have been a very different period since Donald Trump made the nomination.
Time and time again, stories would come out and people would reach out to me and say, you know, I've spoken to this reporter about who you really are, and I was willing to go on the record. But they didn't print my quote. They didn't print any of my quotes. Or, I've worked with you for 10 years. Or, I was your accountant. Or, I was your chief operating officer. Or, I was your board member. Or, I was with you on 100 different tour stops for Concerned Veterans for America. No one called me. No one asked about your conduct on the record or off the record.
Yeah, and those who were called found that their quotes somehow never made it on air, never made it into print, because after all, that would spoil the narrative, which indicates it's not actually a news product you're consuming. It's something else. More from Hegseth coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Plus. Tim Kaine from Virginia, I guess, really wants Hegseth to be wearing a scarlet letter. We'll find out about that coming up as well this hour. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I thought that was Kurt from Edgewood sitting there. Tim Kaine.
No, he's much more reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, I really did it even when he started talking. Oh, my God, it's Kurt from Edgewood. He's on Capitol Hill. The outer loop of the Beltway is still there right before the Curtis Creek Bridge. This looked like it was a fairly simple accident. Looks like the vehicle hit the guardrail, and it went from two or three police cars, and the fire department showed up. They're still there, and it's still a single lane. So if you're coming over, working your way towards Quarantine Road from Route 10, you'll be in a single lane to the right, going by the accident scene. It's before the drawbridge on the outer loop of the Beltway, so plan accordingly there. It's a little bit slow through the area. There was a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It was minor, very quickly to the shoulder, outer loop at Georgia Avenue. The construction in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24, there again today, out early with that construction in the right lane, and there is a backup through there. You could still see a minor accident coming in from Rosedale, Pulaski Highway, 68th Street. Just the usual delays so far on the Beltway. Most of that is still there early on the west side from 795, moving down through Frederick Road, and of course delays. Very heavy traffic already this morning at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunny, dry, and cold through at least Thursday of this week, maybe through Friday. Today's high 32. Tomorrow's high 34. Friday, a little bit warmer for the weekend, all the way up to around 43 degrees on Friday. Right now, Aberdeen has 19 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 25. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and time now for the mega movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Great story, a mega story. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he's laying down a very ambitious timeline to approve Donald Trump's big-ticket legislative agenda. He's saying April. He says the House will pass by April for final passage. Reiterating that the House plans to pass policy wishes on border security, domestic energy, and taxes in, quote, one big, beautiful bill. Johnson says he's called for including spending cuts and a debt ceiling increase in that bill as well. Senator John Cornyn over on the Senate side, I think we've seen the House is operating on a razor's edge. The more that we have this debate about one bill or two bills, that means we're not passing a budget. We're not dealing with reconciliation. So I think we need to break the glass and acknowledge that the House may not be able to pass what the Senate can pass. We need all to get on the same page. The limiting factor, in my view, is what the House can pass. Well, Johnson says, even with a slim majority, that, yeah, they're going to have the votes and they're going to get this through by April of this year. Senator John Thune says he's not giving up on his push to break up the process into two bills in order to score a quick early victory in border funding that has more GOP support. He says, I hope that we can move the reconciliation package on legislation that addresses the border, and how that happens, it's still up for negotiation and discussion. The clash, by the way, one bill over two bills, is persisting 1 week after Donald Trump met privately with Senate Republicans to talk strategy for his agenda. Senators say it was a spirited debate where Trump voiced his preference for one bill, but sounded agnostic about the process, which has encouraged both camps to dig in their heels. Somebody will have to break up that logjam, and the guy who will break it up will be the President of the United States. It's going to be Donald Trump. And that is today's mega, mega movement update.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to know. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, yesterday, got off the air, did a bit of work in my office, walked over to Sean's office, sat down, and as I did, whoever these yahoos were up in the gallery, the question was from Sean, how do these people get in there? I mean, are they invited in by a member of the House? Do they stand in line for tickets outside? I mean, I don't know if these are code pink people or whatever, but every time you have a hearing about anything, you can count on there being a handful of leftist demonstrators who are going to go up and scream and shout up in the gallery. They are promptly kicked out, and the effect is minimal, other than, I suppose, soothing their own ego. Because I do not think that this is by invite. I think that you stand in line. If I recall correctly, now somebody who knows better than me might clarify that if I'm mistaken, but I do believe it's simply a matter of you stand in line. Now, the first 32 people, where it is, you guys get in. The rest of you, 793 people, don't. I'll come back tomorrow and try again. I think that's the way it works, with the exception of with the media, by the way. The media will certainly have access, whereas common folks don't. Hegseth said during his testimony yesterday that these anonymous sources have been trotted out by the political left in order to destroy him.
A small handful of anonymous sources were allowed to drive a smear campaign, an agenda about me, because our left-wing media in America today, sadly, doesn't care about the truth. All they were out to do, Mr. Chairman, was to destroy me. And why do they want to destroy me? Because I'm a change agent and a threat to them, because Donald Trump was willing to choose me, to empower me, to bring the Defense Department back to what it really should be, which is war fighting.
And this, of course, reinforces something Donald Trump has been saying now for 8 years. They're not really after Hegseth. They're after Donald Trump, and he's standing in their way. He is also a change agent. And the idea somehow we should have yet one more general or one more corporate executive as the head of the Department of Defense, well, it's been going swimmingly, hasn't it? When was the last war we, quote, won? Well, it wasn't Korea. It wasn't Vietnam. Maybe Grenada. Some war. We haven't won a war, as in unconditional surrender, I think, since World War II. So maybe it's time to break that pattern and reestablish American primacy and the strength of our military. Peace through strength. Hegseth made one other point, by the way. He said, what we have here is we have a whole list of anonymous sources. We don't know who these people are. We don't know if they even worked with him. They're just anonymous sources. And then he says, on the other hand, I have a list of individuals glad to put their name on a document saying they support me.
False attacks, anonymous attacks, repeated ad nauseum, printed as nauseum, as facts. We have provided to the committee, Mr. Chairman, and I know you're going to share, on the record statement after on the record statement from people who have served with me, worked with me at Fox News, Concerned Vets, Vets for Freedom, you name it, from the top of the chain to the bottom, who will say I treat them with respect, with kindness, with dignity. That's men, that's women, that's black, that's white, that's every background.
That's Pete Hegseth yesterday. But the grilling continued, by the way, after that. You'll hear from Tim Kaine, a senator from Virginia, coming up in a minute or two. And you got to listen to the rhetoric this guy uses. It is truly amazing. And to think he feels he can get away with it. Because, after all, he's Tim Kaine. Hair kind of looks like he plugged himself in this morning, first thing. With, you know, take the dinner fork and shove it into the socket, because that's his hairstyle. But you'll hear from him coming up on a couple of minutes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 721.
A man on Ninja better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That west side outer loop is still pretty solid as you're moving south from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. It finally gets better there. In the backup we mentioned earlier, there had been what appears to be a broken down vehicle now with the state trooper behind it. Outer loop right at the end of the ramp from 795, but they're over into the painted out area. Might be just a little bit of a tight squeeze there for the traffic coming on to the ramp, and then from that point to Frederick Road, heavy traffic. Interloop at Green Spring, not bad. Some slowing on the outer loop now between Harford Road and Providence Road, and we've been really heavy early this morning. We started with the backups at both Harford tunnels, and we're still looking at that heavy traffic on 895 South, moving down from the ramp area at Eastern Avenue, maybe back as far as you're coming down from the ramp around the Moravia Road and Pulaski Highway. It's slow there, and 95 has been backed up as well, coming south through Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, and down to O'Donnell Street. They're still working on the wreck. Outer loop of the Beltway in the left-hand lane right before you get to the Curtis Creek Bridge. If you're traveling east of Route 10, you'll be in a single lane to the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry and cold through at least Friday. Today's high 32, tomorrow's high 34. Friday, a high about 43 degrees. Right now, Bel Air has 19 degrees, Ellicott City 18 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. There's a book I remember reading as a kid, Nathaniel Hawthorne. Ever read The Scarlet Letter? Jules, you ever read it when you were a kid?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all did. A historical fiction by Hawthorne, published in the 1850s, set in Puritan Massachusetts Bay during the years 1642 to 1649. This is Hester Prynne. She was shamed into wearing a scarlet letter for adulterers. This is what it felt like. I felt like I was rereading it when I began to hear Tim Kaine go after Pete Hegseth yesterday.
You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before, and you tell us you are completely cleared? Senator, how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
Again, Tim Kaine goes straight at him and says, all right, Hegseth, let's take a hypothetical. The trick here is, it's interesting what they're doing. The trick is, I'm going to give you a hypothetical and force you to answer a hypothetical and then somehow twist it around so that it's no longer hypothetical. It's all you.
You have admitted that you had sex while you were married to wife two after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that. Now, if it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
It was a false claim then and a false claim now.
If it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
That was a false claim.
So you're
talking about a hypothetical.
So you can't tell me whether someone who has committed a sexual assault is disqualified from being Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I know in my instance, and I'm talking about my instance only, it was a false claim.
Period. And that's the appropriate response. You don't get into it. And this is kind of a, well, we'll get to this in a couple of seconds. I was going to say it's kind of a, when did you stop beating your wife kind of question. But, of course, he got there on that. We'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
I assume that in each of your weddings, you've pledged to be faithful to your wife. You've taken an oath to do that, haven't you?
Senator, as I've acknowledged to everyone in this committee, not a perfect person, not claiming to
be. But no, I just asked a simple question. You've taken an oath, like you would take an oath to be Secretary of Defense in all of your weddings, to be faithful to your wife. Is that correct?
I have failed in things in my life, and thankfully I'm redeemed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
So there you go. Tim Kaine. Now, when did you stop beating your wife?
Did you ever engage in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Senator, absolutely not.
But you would agree with me that if someone had committed physical violence against a spouse, that would be disqualifying to serve as Secretary of Defense, correct?
Senator, absolutely not have I ever done that.
You would agree that that would be a disqualifying offense, would you not?
Senator, you're talking about a hypothetical.
I don't think it's a hypothetical. Violence against spouses occurs every day.
So here's the trick. You want him to answer, if you're Tim Kaine, you want him to answer, well, of course that's disqualifying. And then you find an anonymous source who's going to come out during lunchtime and say, I was their next-door neighbor, and I know Pete Hegseth beat his wife on a regular basis every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 until 7:30 p.m. Go ahead, disprove my anonymous source. That's what they tried to do yesterday over and over and over and over again. It is intellectually corrupt, but that's the way they work. And again, for those of you who weren't forced to read this book when you were a kid, the letter A in the Scarlet Letter symbolizes adultery, the public shame that Hester Prynne endured. It's a mark of sin. And it actually evolved during the book to represent Hester's resilience and ability. The title underscores the central theme, public versus private sin and societal judgment. It's probably worth going back and reading right now because it's kind of curious, particularly in the light of the way that he's questioning him. But I guess listening to Tim Kaine thinking, wow, I sure as hell hope this guy doesn't have a single skeleton in his closet because he is acting as Lord High Commissioner here. He's now the Pope of the House, or the Pope of the Senate, and he wants to make sure that Hegseth pays a price for this. He's going to have to wear that scarlet A for his entire time in government service. What a bunch of hooey. Mark Wayne Mullen weighs in on that coming up in the next half hour. Right now it's 7:30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Julie Ryder in news.
Good morning. The Baltimore City School Board has voted to close Edgewood Elementary School. The end of the school year closure will affect 134 students who will be transferred to Gwynns Falls Elementary and Windsor Hills Elementary Middle School. According to the Baltimore Banner, the board's Tuesday night vote to close Edgewood was 6-3 with one commissioner absent. The Baltimore County Council is asking the Maryland General Assembly to block legislation that would allow beer and wine sales in grocery stores. On Tuesday, Republican Councilmember David Marks introduced a resolution opposing the potential legislation, saying it could put family retailers out of business. A judge has ruled that a former Harford County Council member who pleaded no contest to theft charges cannot get his seat back. Dion Guthrie was removed from office in November after he entered the plea in the felony theft case. The 86-year-old was charged with stealing more than $23,000 while president of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, local in Cockeysville. Guthrie's attorney has filed a notice of appeal. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a 50-year-old man on drug and gun charges. Just before midnight Monday, detectives saw a suspected drug deal in the area of Outing Avenue and Duval Highway in Pasadena. Officers approached the suspect, and their investigation led to a search of the vehicle, where they found a loaded gun, ammo, suspected cocaine, suspected Suboxone, and a digital scale. Jerome Johnson is prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition. He was arrested and charged. And Howard County Police are investigating after a man was found shot to death in a parked car in Columbia on Tuesday night. Officers responded to the 6,000 block of Helen Dorsey Way. The incident does not appear to be random. Coming up next, we'll check traffic and the exclusive weather forecast.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 162, and the pick 4 was 9976. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We have delays in the construction area, Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. It's slowing because of the construction kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. Anybody north from Mountain Road, you're heading up eventually up to the Tidings Bridge. You'll have a delay getting up towards Route 24. We've had the heavy traffic this morning coming south into both the Harford tunnels, 895 from Erdman Avenue. Now 95 has been heavy this morning, moving south in that area, even after Moravia Road down to towards Eastern Avenue. The lanes are moving, but with heavy traffic south, no incidents right now, but you'll have delays. Pretty much the normal ride and the normal backups on 695. Last check, they were still working on the wreck on the outer loop just before the Curtis Creek Bridge. That accident was in the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Even by January standards, this is cold, and it stays cold today and tomorrow, warming up into the weekend just before the next round of Arctic air arrives Sunday. 32 the high today, 34 tomorrow, Friday's warmer, 43. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and save $80 on select sets of four Nokian tires. Only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends January 18th. See store for details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, what a sea change this Ravens organization has undergone over the last 7 years. Founded on principles of suffocating defense, just enough offense, and a good kicker, the Ravens have morphed into an offensive juggernaut, literally the likes of which have never been seen before in the NFL. Here's head coach John Harbaugh's view.
I think if you look back and look at Baltimore, you know, since 2000, they were throwing the ball out the first 3 years, but every year after that, it's been run defense. Defense, special teams, but Lamar's added a little. He's added a little flavor to that whole thing, hasn't he? Yeah.
So, what's a defense to do? Well, the first thing is eye discipline, in that the defense must use their eyes to recognize what play is coming and who has the ball, and be where they need to be to defend it. Here's Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich saying it's even more critical when you face a tandem like the Ravens have in their backfield.
It's going to be absolutely 100% critical. I mean, all 11 guys are going to have to do their job. Have their eyes where they're supposed to be, know what their keys are, and then let their keys tell them what to do. So
the College Division of Pro Football's championship game coming up on MLK Day. That'll be Monday the 20th. Notre Dame is a 9.5-point underdog to Ohio State. The Buckeyes boasting one of the nation's top passing games, and in Jeremiah Smith, the nation's top freshman receiver. Here's Irish head coach Marcus Freeman on what a coach to do.
You know, you're not going to be able to stop the receivers totally. They're a talented bunch. And so we'll come up with a plan and be able to adapt and adjust based off what's going on in the game.
And this now in from Maryland, the Terps have hired a general manager for athletics. And it's G. Roy Simon, one of the greatest wide receivers in Terps history, has been hired to oversee Maryland's revenue sharing program. NCAA schools now revenue share with its athletes $20.5 million spread across across all sports. The school will raise ticket prices by $2.50. We reported that last week. Simon, who served as the GM of the Edmonton Elks of the CFL, brings experience in building rosters, working with cap management, business operations, and contract negotiations. So as you can see, the college division of pro football marches on. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps hosted the Ducks.
Protas looking to Ovechkin, covered up by John Carlson. He scores! Carlson, bar down.
Jody with the call on monumental John Carlson with the goal, and Logan Thompson with 19 saves as the Caps blank the Ducks. 3-0 was the final. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how would you like to be Camden Loganslaughter?
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, I know you're going to ask me, who is Camden Loganslaughter?
Well, he changed his last name when he went into show business. He changed his last name to Yards, didn't he?
He No, because it's spelled differently.
Oh, okay.
He spells it with a K.
Ah, I see.
Okay. Well, Camden Loganslaughter is a linebacker. He's a high school linebacker for McDonough School in Owings Mills.
Yeah.
He was an All-Metro pick, great linebacker, had 101 tackles last year for McDonough. And he signed on, he committed to North Carolina to play football with the Tar Heels.
Right.
Unbeknownst to him, at that time, Carolina was figuring out who their next head football coach was going to be. He didn't know it. And all of a sudden, Camden Loganslaughter, unbeknownst to him, will go and play at North Carolina for a guy by the name of Bill Belichick. He did not know that when he signed on with Carolina, because Mack Brown was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Brown was fired. Belichick was hired. Camden Loganslaughter from Owings Mills out of McDonough School will now play for the Grumpy Lobster Boat Captain.
Well, that's very cool. And since Belichick, they never did a remake of my Throw Mama off the train. So now that he doesn't have to worry about having callbacks for that. So
I don't know what you're talking about, Bruce.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you never seen his performance? He played Mama.
Oh, he played Mama.
He played Mama.
Oh, okay.
Belichick did. Look at the pictures, man.
Okay.
If you, the character there, I don't care what name they gave, quote, her. I mean, know your pronouns. But, yeah, he played Mama and threw Mama off the train.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. So he was alongside Danny DeVito.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And, yeah. And who was it? Was Schwarzenegger the other character? Who was the third character?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was DeVito and Belichick. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know you were such a sports guy.
Glad to help out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Come back here, by the way, in a couple of minutes. We have Choose Your Fake News coming up.
All right.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. I'm Bruce Elliott. Well, you heard Tim Kaine go after Pete Hegseth. And again, the whole deal was, folks, over and over again, they tried to get him to say, I'm a bad person. And if you can get a rumor going that I'm a really, really bad person, then that's okay with me. Finally, some sanity out of the room, though. It was such a pleasure to see this. Mark Wayne Mullen. I decided that he'd had about enough. Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator, he is a conservative. And he, a little dash of reality, a little cold water in the face of those on the political left who are trying to play gotcha games with Pete Hegseth.
Senator Kaine, or I guess I better use the senator from Virginia, starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night? Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it, because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce before cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No. But it's for show. You guys make sure you make a big show and point out the hypocrisy, because the man's made a mistake.
Yeah, he's made a mistake that he owns openly. That he and his wife have come to peace with that mistake. They've decided to stay together. There's at some point along that curve that for normal people, they'd say this is no longer up for public discussion. But for the Democrats, it's fair game, of course, to dredge this stuff up, whether it's true or not, forever and ever and ever. Mark Wayne Mullen goes on to say that the Democrats, observably, are hypocrites when it comes to Hegseth.
You want to sit there and say that he's not qualified? Give me a joke. No, it is so ridiculous that you guys hold yourself as this higher standard and you forget you got a big plank in your eye. We've all made mistakes. I've made mistakes. And Jennifer, thank you for loving him through that mistake. Because the only reason why I'm here and not in prison is because my wife loved me too.
Now, for anybody, and look, I'm just an old married guy. But I've said very openly, without Mrs. Elliott, without Vivian, Lord knows where I'd be. I mean, truly, Lord knows, it would not be a good place. I mean, it was a rough go for a while. But again, you know, we're good. It's all good now. Every single married person, I suspect, man or woman, has been in that situation where for one reason or another, there's a fracture in the relationship. The relationship gets healed and you move forward, or you get a divorce and move on. We made the decision to go the first way, is heal it, become stronger because of it. That's the same decision that Hegseth made. Heal it and get better. Mark Wayne Mullen then turned directly to Hegseth's wife.
I have changed, but I'm not perfect. But I found somebody that thought I was perfect. And for whatever reason, you love Pete, and I don't know why. But just like our Lord and Savior forgave me, my wife's had to forgive me more than once, too, and I'm sure you've had to forgive him, too. And so, thank you.
Yeah. Personally, I've asked forgiveness virtually every day for somehow forgetting to leave the toilet seat down. I think, come on, I'm 50% of the household here. I can leave the toilet seat up. It's her responsibility to put it down. Oh, that's a dangerous way to go, isn't it? Ooh, that's a scary thing to suggest. Oh, boy. 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
I had the lid hit me in the neck one time.
Yes.
I thought my head got chomped off.
That's after a good evening drinking.
It was.
Yeah.
Praying to the porcelain god.
Yes.
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Our backup now, I-97, has made it finally, and we're here south of 32, down into at least the bridge at 178. But the lanes are open there, just fighting the heavy traffic there. Everybody kind of comes together there from Odenton and Millersville on I-97 and also on Route 32. So that backup is normal. Nothing out of the ordinary between the Bay Bridge and the Severn River Bridge towards I-97 for the traffic on 50. They're still working on the wreck, outer loop, before the Curtis Creek Bridge, and you'll stay in the right lane there. Not a big problem right now. The Beltway is really jammed up this morning. Bel Air Road all the way to Providence Road. The inner loop now is 795 under Reisterstown Road through Park Heights towards Green Spring JFX. That slowing is there, and the west side is solid. It's 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. JFX last look was getting busy southbound at the city-county line, and there are delays, just the normal heavy traffic. Now as you're going south into both the harbor tunnels. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze. Have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex.
Thank you, Chuck. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now is the opportunity. 410-WCBM-680. Again, 410-WCBM-680 if you choose to be our contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Today we're looking at a high around 32 degrees. Tomorrow's high 34. Friday around 43. 25 degrees in Baltimore right now, and Bel Air has 19 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, once again, it is time for Choose Your Fake News. All we need is a Gary Steinian studio, and it'd be good to go. We do have our contestant lined up. And here's the deal. You have the opportunity to win some great 100-year stuff. This station's been around for 100 years plus now, man. It's just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And our contestant for the day is going to be Gail in Ellicott City. Gail, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us. Would you like to go, assuming, here he is, would you like to go first, second, third, or fourth?
Last.
Want to go last. Is there anybody you want insulated from?
No.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty much good with everybody then.
Everybody has been confusing me lately.
Yeah, look, I get confused when I look at myself in the mirror. I think, God, you look familiar. All right, story number one. A guy's name is Sam Ribber, R-I-B-E-R, and he, on a flight from, I don't know from where to where, he said that the flight crew helped him tremendously. He went to his girlfriend, who had already bumped up to first class seats. His girlfriend's name was Lisa. And he proposed to her by giving a dramatic reading of her favorite play, which is Macbeth. He read Act 2, Scene 2, as part of the proposal. She said that I had no idea he was going to propose then. When it first started, I assumed it was because it was my birthday, but he'd already done things like bump because of the first class. When he got down on one knee, I realized what was happening, and I felt so happy. Story number two. Hampton, this is Virginia Beef, Hampton Roads. A Hampton officer admits to hiring a prostitute who later stole his car. Hires a prostitute, takes her to a motel. She says, honey, why don't you shower real quick? While he's in the shower, she takes his clothes and his car and skedaddles. And story number three.
It was a clean getaway.
So it was, yeah. Sorry. Story number three. This is very special, folks. We've been waiting for this. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, I suppose. A public-private partnership in Japan has now just commercialized the world's first ever toilet paper made from used diapers. Available right now in 7 different locations in Japan. The paper is enthusiastically seen as an environmentally friendly alternative for this island nation's bathrooms. The product will be, of course, exported to the United States. So you, too, will be able to go ahead and take care of what needs to be taken care of using recycled, used diapers. Is it story number one? Macbeth, Act 2, Scene 2. And yes, I'll marry you. Story number two. Yeah, I'm going to soap myself up here. Don't forget to turn on the sirens when you leave. And story number three. Yeah, I'd wipe that. All right, let's just start with Gary Stein. Good morning, Gary.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah, there I am. Good morning again. I think that story number one and two are completely plausible, and that story number three is the crappy story, if you know what I mean.
Yes, indeed.
How about that?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
I'm going with number three.
Kristen.
I would think the airline thing, I'd be afraid to make a big show because I'd be afraid I'd get, tackled. Like, that people would think I was a terrorist or something. But I actually think that might be true.
You do look scary.
Well, just any kind of, show on an airline, I would get nervous. And if the police officer story is true, that served him right. I'm going to agree with Gary. I think it's number three. I think Japan would do something, but hopefully it wouldn't come here yet.
Jules?
Bruce, I don't think Macbeth is particularly romantic, so I think somebody performing Macbeth and proposing at the same time, I'm going to call number one the fake news.
All right, Jules goes to number one, and Mr. Whitaker.
I have no idea. I would like to take four, but I know that was
not an option.
Who's just talking to me?
That was Gary Stein. Yeah.
I know it is. I don't know. I liked your comment about number three, but I think number three should have been number two because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'm going to go with one.
You're going to go with one as well. All right. And Gail.
Yeah. I was wondering why you don't tell us what Act two, scene two.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I kind of agree with, I'm going with one as fake news.
You're going to go with one as fake news as well? Yeah. So Jules, Chuck, and Gail all go with one. Kristen and Gary goes with three. No one goes with story number two. The Hampton officer admitted to hiring a prostitute. Absolutely true story. And you're right, Kristen. Serves him right.
Serves him right.
Gets in a squad car. Goes to a motel. Has a squad. Yes. I mean, how stupid can you possibly be? For story number three, Kristen and Gary both went for story number three. That is 100% true.
No way.
It is.
They're going to sell that in this country?
Used diapers. So, yeah, okay, I'll give you buying a whole bunch of that stuff. Story number one is 100% fake news. No, it was not Macbeth, Act 2, Scene 2. He did the wedding story, or the wedding singer, whatever it was, the scene from the wedding singer. Proposed that way. Act 2, Scene 2 is when Macbeth, Lady Macbeth admits that she actually killed his dad. So, you know, it's probably not the most dramatic thing in the entire world. So congratulations to Jules and to Chuck and to Gail. Gail, hang on. We got some good stuff for you, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the crappy new diapers. Yes.
That's right. I want to hear the merchandising. I want to hear the merchandising for this one.
I guess it would be on the bottom shelf.
On the bottom shelf. Thank you, Chuck. We'll check back on a couple. 7:51 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And joining me right now on the phone is Mike Connett from ProStatus Financial. Mike is a financial planner, estate planning attorney, master's in tax, and a four-time Amazon best-selling author. Mike, it's that time of year when a lot of folks make market predictions. Last year, most predictions were way off. Now, we hear this, we get nervous, and may make a bad investment decision because of this. What should savers nearing retirement do going into 2025?
Well, you know, when I came out of stock picking school, it was really cool. They actually give you a little crystal ball, and it really tells you what's going to happen in the market. Unfortunately for me, my first day at work, it was bring your kids to school day, bring your kids to work day.
Yeah.
And my son, Michael, he actually dropped that ball on the ground, and now the crystal ball just says yes, no, maybe.
Yeah.
So our position is the market goes up most often, right? More often than not, it goes up. About every 3 years, there's a 20% drop on average, and every 7 years is about a 40% drop. So if you're 30 or 40, maybe even 50 years old, you can withstand those ups and downs and gyrations. It's really for those people that are at or near retirement, 55, 65, 75 years old, that age, where you can't afford the ups and downs in the markets. You don't want to wait 13 years of breaking even like you did from 2000 to 2013. So we say take the risk off the table. Create the income stream that you have to have, that does not and is not impacted by the ups and downs of the market. Once you take the least amount of risk necessary to increase your income, to establish your income, you don't care what happens to the market's ups and downs. And so just like Japan sending us those crappy diapers, you don't have to worry about the crap that comes through the news. You don't have to worry about the crap that happens in the markets. Create the income stream that you need, and then you don't have to worry about the rest of it.
Mike Connett, ProStatus Financial. Mike, as always, we're offering for folks, if they're 55 or older and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, congrats. I'll let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect it with personalized retirement plan that includes a 401k x-ray to protect and grow your life savings, tax analysis, and a plan to protect your income. As always, Mike, thank you so very much for being here. Appreciate
it.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're back on the Beltway down at Curtis Creek, and most of this accident now is into the painted out area, into the median. But just to make sure the first responders are still there, I would stay to the right just to make sure you're getting by Outer Loop right before you get to the Curtis Creek Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather all in the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're taking a look at around 32 for the high today. Tomorrow's high 34. Friday's high about 43 degrees. Right now, Bel Air has 19. Baltimore right now has 25 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To the phones, Tom is in Catonsville. Tom, thank you so much for hanging on.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, the point I wanted to make was after watching these Democrats perform yesterday, it's very clear that our work is not done. These people are going to do everything they can. It was very reminiscent of the hearing for Kavanaugh yesterday. I mean, they pick up all this garbage, half-truth, lies, innuendo, and they just want to make a game. You know, the American people spoke real clearly in the last election. We're done. We're done with the games and the waste and the junk. We want Trump, and we want everything that comes with him. So what they need to do is we need to be watching these people when it comes time to support people who run against them. You know, if you call them, they don't care, especially if you're not in their district. But
right.
You can make a real impact if you support their opponent. That's the long ball game, and we need to remember that.
Oh, absolutely right. Because, frankly, they were crazy yesterday. I mean, if you sit back and remove the party labels and just watch the behavior, you know, Mazie Hirono and Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand, these people were nuts. Tim Kaine behaving as if, as I, you know, I said earlier on this half hour, I mean, the guy should be wearing a scarlet A for the next couple of years because somehow he made a huge life error. Well, you know what? We're not perfect people. The last guy I knew was a perfect person, lived a little more than 2,000 years ago. I was born in Bethlehem. So it's been a while since that happened. But yeah, they and again, this is the party of the weaker sandwich, Ted Kennedy, and I think it was Dodd at the time. This is the party of, let me drive Mary Jo Kopechne across this little bridge in Chappaquiddick. This is the party that says we really can't identify exactly what a woman is, but we know that if you want to be a woman, well, dag nabbit, you're a woman, because we believe that you should have free expression. And for all those women who are actually women, well, tough on you, because, sorry, our fake women matter more than you do. And you're going to hear more about that coming up next hour with Riley Gaines following this. Another big story from yesterday, which is exactly what the heck happened to Title IX. And now this is an effort to restore Title IX to its original meaning and protect women in sports and protect their rights as well. This is something, you know, I got to tell you, Tom, I was on that story from day one. Because my kids are not grown, but I'm the dad of a daughter. And any dad of daughters right now, if your daughter is coming up through school right now, you realize that under the Biden rule, she could be in her locker room changing. And guess what? Some guy can pretend to be a woman and undress right next to her. Bet you that makes you feel good.
Yeah, well, you know, in this election, the people said, we're done with that. We don't want it. But if you hear any of these people still entertain the idea that they want to assist that, they're not your friend. You need to make sure you keep a list and act on it. Vote against them if you can and support their opponent. And you can do that, even if you're not in the district.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can go ahead and step up and say, no, thus far and no further. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. You know, if you've been hearing me talk about rescue products, you've been paying attention. I've been doing it for quite some time now. Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals, whether you've been taking rescue products for years or don't know where to start. In just 5 minutes, discover tailored rescue supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. That means no more guessing on the products of the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And you, right now, you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing that survey. So to get started, go to res-q.life. It's res-q.life, L-I-F-E, or call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483 to get help from a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. I took the short survey. I got to tell you, I was blown away to see my results. So don't wait. Visit res-q.life today and get a 50% off deal on recommended products. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Real briefly, we have Baltimore's Barbara. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce, and thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment about the you turn that off. The way the Republicans handled those situations, and Pete Hegseth was great, but the Republicans with their rebuttals, and there was one gentleman in particular, I can't remember his name, but he commented about.
Barbara, listen, I got to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. Hard break here. We'll get you after the news.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A rare warning for a particularly dangerous situation has been posted for fire-ravaged areas of Southern California as the fierce Santa Ana winds make a comeback today. Amid the death and destruction, three alleged arsonists have been arrested just outside the fire zones.
Officers responded to a radio call of an arson suspect at the location who had ignited a nearby trash can.
which was extinguished by the LA City Fire Department. Citizens directed the officers to the suspect location, where he was then taken into custody without incident. Video from local businesses showed footage of the suspect starting fires in that area.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonald. Private aid groups are on the scene. They're helping fire victims who have lost so much.
This is total devastation. There's nothing much we can do other than pray for the folks. And, well, that's the whole goal anyway.
Thomas Martin with Calvary Disaster Relief. The fire death toll, at least 25. Going out as a very unpopular president, Joe Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation tonight.
As he prepares to leave office after one term, Joe Biden will not only reflect on his 4 years as president, but his 50-plus years as a public official. The Oval Office speech will be his last significant opportunity to speak to Americans and the world before he leaves office at noon next Monday. Earlier this week, the president delivered a speech focused on his foreign policy as he tries to frame the legacy of his time in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary nominee Kristi Noem due for Senate confirmation hearings today, and they're not the only ones. A hearing also scheduled for Secretary of State nominee Senator Marco Rubio, among others. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 200 points higher. The NASDAQ futures are up 82 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Tech.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Heavy traffic. Both the harbor tunnels were still slowing as you're coming south on 95 this morning. We're backed up. This is almost back where it used to be right before the holidays. And now we're back to this normal delay. 95 city county line all the way through the toll plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is slowing southbound right around the Erdman Avenue Pulaski Highway area. With the lanes open, no major issues, but right now 20 to 25-minute delays on the southbound side. There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway just coming out of College Park. It's on the outer loop at Route 1, but just enough of a backup there. It's going to give us a backup over towards Route 1. May impact the bottom end of 95 as you're moving south from Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Even by January standards, this is cold. And it stays cold today and tomorrow, warming up into the weekend just before the next round of Arctic air arrives Sunday. 32 the high today, 34 tomorrow, Friday's warmer, 43. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police have released surveillance images of two people they'd like to speak with in connection with a shooting last week. Police say the victim was shot in the back in the 1800 block of Pennsylvania Avenue on Friday. Anyone who can help to identify the persons in the photos is asked to call police. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be speaking at the ribbon cutting of the new 4MLK biotech complex today. The 250,000-square-foot facility will house the region's largest cluster of bioscience companies and create 1,000 new jobs while providing innovation spaces for growing companies. Tenants of 4MLK include the University of Maryland's new Edward and Jennifer St. John Center for Translational Engineering and Medicine and Wexford Science and Technology.
The Maryland Department of Agriculture says a second case of bird flu has been discovered at a commercial poultry operation in the state. The flu was detected on a chicken farm in Queen Anne's County. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was the play that shocked Buffalo. Some would say it broke Buffalo, and it happened to come on the first play of the game.
There goes Henry up a big run.
Mike Tirico had the call on week four of NBC. I'm watching the video as the audio is playing. How many times this year have you seen three, four, five, and even six defenders chasing Derrick Henry down the field towards the goal line? Well, that happened against Buffalo. It was the beginning of the end of the Bills that night, and the Ravens romped to a 35-10 win over Buffalo. Bills head coach Sean McDermott was asked Monday, what can you do to stop the King?
If we had about five 300-pound linebackers, I think we'd be in pretty good shape, I think. I don't know.
Novel, but not happening. Fox Sports has re-ranked the eight remaining playoff teams after wildcard weekend, and there's been a shift. The Chiefs are still at number one, and the Lions are at number two. The change happens at number three. That's where the Ravens moved to, up from five last week, as the Bills dropped from three to four. Five through eight are the Eagles, Rams, Commanders, and Texans. And on that note, it's the Ravens favored now by 1 point over Buffalo on Sunday. The Bills have never been an underdog in a home playoff game. Coming up at 8:35, Caitlin Clark Stalker appears in court. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's us. Our number three, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off, and he'll be off for the remainder of this week. I'm Bruce Elliott, and as always, thank you so much for having us in this and every day. Coming up between now and 9 o'clock this morning, interesting perspective on the wildfires out in California. A couple of them, actually. You want to hear that conversation. And coming up first during this hour, in addition to everything else that was going on yesterday, it's such a busy news day. Yesterday as well, I frankly cannot remember the name of the bill precisely because they're all kind of confusing. But it was basically the Protection of Women in Sports Act. Whatever it's called, Riley Gaines talks about that, as does AOC, two very different perspectives. We have that coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But she's been patient. She was kind to wait. Barbara in Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, Bruce. I just wanted to commend the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats had their normal clown show. It was a little more spectacular than usual, but it was still a clown show. And it reminds me of how disingenuous all these people are, especially Elizabeth Warren, who lied to get preferential treatment for all of her jobs and everything that she's done. And all these wealthy people, they've made money, and they supported one of the biggest philanderers for president, and that's Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And they also supported when his wife, Hillary Clinton, who hid and lambasted, she hid the facts about stuff and went after the women that he assaulted, her husband assaulted. So these same Democrats are the ones who are up there now acting so sanctimonious, and they're a bunch of liars and a bunch of drunks. And I like the way the Republicans, how they stayed on point with it,
yep.
but also pointed out, well, there was one of them that in particular, I can't remember who he was, but he said, how many times have they shown up in the Senate to vote at night drunk?
Mark Wayne Mullen.
And nobody said anything.
Yeah. That's Mark Wayne Mullen. He was dead on. He said, how many times? He said, and look, here's the truth of that. If you had the ability right now to walk into any senator's office, you're going to see a little drink cart in the corner somewhere. I'd be surprised there's not bourbon and branch water probably in most of them. I mean, that's fine.
They're above the law. They're not. They're all a bunch of crooks, and I can't wait until the next election in 2026. And if Republicans are smart, they will do, in every state where they're running against Democrats, they'll do what Brandon Straka did up there in Pennsylvania, because hitting the ground and getting out voters is what's going to end up. We can take this. We don't even need to have Democrats. Until they change their ways, they just need to go away. They need to fade away.
We were talking about this earlier. Julie Ryder and I were talking about this, mentioned it briefly on air. When I was a kid, I read this book by Nathaniel Hawthorne called The Scarlet Letter. It was about Puritan days. And Hester Prynne. When I listened to Tim Kaine.
Do they still allow to read that anymore?
Sorry?
I said, I wonder if they still allow the kids to read that.
I don't know. Letter. It's about the big A, you know? But I listened to Tim Kaine and thought, my God, this is kind of like one of the Inquisitors from the Scarlet Letter. And the attitude, you know, Maisie Hirono said to Hegseth yesterday, will you retire or resign your position if you have one drink between now and when you're no longer Secretary of Defense? What standard are you keeping here?
I mean, what about this one? They put him in the place of being a general with somebody, you know, because he said that people should not leave, the generals should not leave their office and go into work for these government contractors. And I think that's a good thing.
Yep.
And, you know, they asked what he pledged not to do it, and he said, I'm not a general. I mean, he was just so on point. Pete is going to get through. I'm very excited about the possibility of young people coming into the military, getting into the military as a way, get off the streets, get out, stop with all this crime. I'd love to see the judges start giving them an option of going to jail or going into the service. Because now I think it's going to be a good time for recruiting.
Well, of course, when I was a kid, I do remember that some kids were given the choice, Marine Corps or prison.
It saved their lives.
Yep. Barbara, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 813 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes once again. I like to do this at least once a day, Julie. It's our traffic person man thing. Chuck Whitaker.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Maybe not. Southbound 95 is still okay here. Been looking at Cherry Hill Road, Powder Mill Road, 198 area. There was a wreck a little bit further down on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway near Route 1 and over towards 95. So just a heads up, it's a little bit slow in that area now at Cherry Hill Road, which we thought it would be because there is a backup on the Capitol Beltway between Route 1 and New Hampshire Avenue. The Beltway locally, yeah, all the normal delays are there. No big incidents right now. In the Beltway, JFX has gotten slow towards the city-county line, and it starts to run heavy down through Northern Parkway through the ramps at Cold Spring Lane. As we've told you 1,000 times, there are no cameras working. There are cameras there, but they don't work. Northern Parkway, North Avenue, you figure it out. I don't know. Last camera we have is at the city-county line. Both the tunnels still looking at delays as you're coming south this morning from the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a rare man indeed, Chuck, who will admit his own frailties. I don't know. You figure it out. Sunny.
Watch it now. We've got two more days of this crap.
Yes. Dry and cold through at least Friday. Today's high 32, tomorrow's high 34. Toasty on Friday, high around 43 degrees. Right now, Hunt Valley has 19, Middle River has 25. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and once again, and boy, what a bunch of choices we had on this one. It's time for us to head to the big top in a Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, we like to find out which lefty has lost it on a daily basis, and we have a wide variety of choices, which is really kind of exciting for us. So let's please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters, makes a series of left turns, comes to a full stop, and then there's this.
Hey, Stewie, time for the view.
No, not again! Yeah, let me out of here. I can't watch another second.
Ah, it's Joy Behar.
That would not normalize him. And she says, I love our country. How do you love your country and support and normalize somebody who was a convicted felon who really wants to destroy the country, in my opinion? I don't understand how you say you love your country at the same time as you normalize this convicted felon. I would not be the person to say don't do it, because I believe in free speech and everything about it. I personally would not do it. No one's asked me, but that's another story.
Well, to be really fair about it, Joy, if I have a choice between hearing you sing and hearing Carrie Underwood sing, I think I'm going with the Carrie. But thanks for the offer. Perhaps next time around, you and Roseanne can get together and sing the national anthem in the way that only she was able to do so. Right now, get out of here. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a couple of great emails, and I want to pass them along to you, because I do think this is important to bear in mind from time to time, the human side of us. Jim in the Outer Banks says, amen, brother, I echo your sentiments. I would not be the person I am without the love and support of my wife of 48 years. I am truly blessed, and having met your wife, yeah, you sure are, man, you married up. And this from Paz, Kathy married me when I came home from Navy Boot. We were both 19. I made a million mistakes along the way. She stood by me. We spent 22 years on active duty. When I was away, at times more than a year, she took care of the family. 53 years later, she is still by my side. I'm here today because of Kathy. Absolutely, like Kathy did for me, a wife can save your life. Shame on those politicians who think otherwise. You're right, Paz, and thank you very much for the email. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are at the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the day off. He should be back, by the way, on this coming Monday. I do believe so. If I'm mistaken, we'll let you know. We really will. All right. Riley Gaines yesterday took to the microphone. Riley Gaines is the former swimmer who lost her title to a guy pretending he was a girl. And she was there to testify in favor, or actually speak in favor, of a piece of legislation that has passed the House that begins to restore some of the Title IX benefits to women instead of to guys who pretend they're women.
I'm thrilled with the passage of H.R. 28, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. But truthfully, I'm mad. I'm mad that this is something we have to do. I'm mad that we as women have to beg for equal rights. I'm mad that we have to beg for privacy in areas of undressing. And I'm mad that we have to beg for safety on the court or on the field or walking in the streets at night, for that matter.
Riley Gaines, former swimmer, now an incredibly articulate spokesperson for these causes. And she says some of what she heard in the testimony before this vote was taking place, some of the lies the Democrats told were just amazing.
We heard of things like genital exams. We heard that girls will be asked to show what's in their underwear. We heard that they have to show internal and external anatomy, inspections, Taliban-like enforcers, hire predators to peek at girls, on and on and on. Weird fear-mongering about predators. But that's what Democrats do best. If you don't know what they're up to, just look at what they're accusing the right of.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Just look at what they're accusing the right of, and chances are that's what they are doing. You know, it's a classic displacement kind of concept. And one of the things that happens in this conversation about Title IX, women's rights, you know, pretend women's rights, whatever, is there's a diminishing of the value of women in competition. If you're the father or the mother of a little girl, and your girl is athletic and wants to compete as an athlete at one level or another, you know, middle school, high school, college, professional, whatever the case might be, you'd like her, just as your child, to have the same opportunity to do that as if you're doing to your son. Let's say you have fraternal twins, one boy, one girl, born exactly the same time. You want the same things for them as a parent. You want them to be able to succeed on their own terms, within fair competition. And what Riley Gaines heard over and over again during the testimony yesterday from the Democrats was, well, you know, this doesn't really impact very many people. This is kind of a waste of time.
Another thing they said, there's only a few girls who have been injured at the hands of a boy. It's such a small percentage. I heard that this bill is a waste of time. And let me tell you the message I received when I heard that is that I'm a waste of time. Girls around the country, just like me, are a waste of time. Your daughters are a waste of time to all House Democrats except the two who voted in favor of the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act.
More from Riley Gaines coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 821.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, why is the L.A. Mayor Karen Bass a DEI candidate even though she was elected? I'll explain why. Plus more confirmation fireworks with woke dimwits trying to take down Trump nominees and doing a faceplant. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
823 right now.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway is still slow. Outer loop, Bel Air Road to Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville coming around from Greenspring Avenue to the JFX. And then down the hill eventually gets better and over towards 83. Now, the west side has been busy pretty much all morning long, and it's still there. It's pretty solid from 795 down through Frederick Road. So it went down a little bit further, started looking around. Now I see the right lane is backed up on the inner loop. It looks like it's trying to exit at Security Boulevard and at that ramp to Security. Yeah, let me just look up here just a little bit further. Okay, so up beyond that, towards Dogwood Road, the inner loop is clear. So this is a problem apparently now on the ramp from the Inner Loop to Security Boulevard. Not sure if it's a broken down vehicle or a wreck, but it has the right lane of the Beltway backed up through there, which in turn is going to back us up for the traffic coming up from Route 40 West. So we'll see if we can find out what it is. Maybe a wreck. There was a wreck about 20 minutes ago on Route 100 westbound after I-97. It looks now that has cleared and that pace is better moving over towards 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Sunny, dry and cold through at least Friday of this week. Today's high 32, tomorrow 34, Friday around 43 degrees. Right now, Essex has 21 degrees, and Bel Air has 19 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I just glanced at the weather out in California. Peak winds in some of the areas out there yesterday were 75 miles an hour. The Santa Ana winds, they continue. And the Palisades fire out there, 11% contained. Today, that's it, 11%. A couple of the others are closer, but the Palisades is the big one. And wow, 11% after this amount of time. And no, Karen Bass, Gavin Newsom, they didn't cause the fire. They didn't get out there and light the fire. What they failed to do was prepare for what they knew was a certainty. It is a certainty that annually the Santa Ana winds will occur. You got a high pressure system sitting over a dry desert area, which is just to the east of the Los Angeles area. A clockwise rotation around that, the wind goes screaming through the mountains and begins to do things like knock over power lines. One active power line spark on a forest floor that has not been cleared, that there's been no preventive burning going on to make sure that if there is a fire, it has nowhere much to go. And kaboom, you have what's currently and continues to go on out there. It's tragic. And it was completely preventable. Not the wind, not the fire, but what happened since then. 11% contained in the Palisades. Now, at the same time, let me take a pause for just a moment because I think this is important to note. What you have in western parts of the Carolinas, you have FEMA right now. This is hard to believe. Make sure I bring the article up so I can make sure I quote it correctly. What they're doing, FEMA's doing right now, is they're kicking people out of FEMA facilities. It's winter. They're kicking hurricane survivors out of temporary housing into a snowstorm. They're confused, the residents are, about the federal emergency management's role in helping locals, because, boy, kicking them out into a snowstorm doesn't exactly sound like they're being super helpful, does it? The housing program was initially supposed to end on Friday. FEMA pushed the deadline back to Saturday. All very nice of them. Some 2,000 citizens of North Carolina, they kicked them out of the temporary housing. Kicked them out. Temperatures along the Appalachians are, expected to be below 20 degrees. Thanks, FEMA, one hell of a lot. I mean, seriously. But yeah, our focus right now is all on the rich guys out in California. It is truly a tragedy because there are a lot of people who aren't rich or aren't celebrities, but the houses out there are incredibly expensive near Los Angeles. So you have multi-million-dollar properties that are gone. But, of course, it's all location, 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 because the same house here in the metropolitan area, it may still be an expensive house, maybe a $600,000 house, but it's not a $6 million house. It's the physical location that does it. But folks are aware of this when they buy those houses. And what the state of California has done is they've crippled the ability of those individuals to actually stay in their homes. We'll describe how and why this has happened coming up in the next half hour right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It is truly tragic, and it's stupid. On that aspect, this is all liberal policy that has caused this. Just be aware of that. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. And during the winter weather, it is important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. And remember, they also do outdoor lighting and service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore police have released surveillance images of two people they'd like to speak with in connection with a shooting last week. Police say that victim was shot in the back in the 1800 block of Pennsylvania Avenue Friday, January 10th. Anyone who can help to identify the people in the photos is asked to call police. Howard County police are investigating after a man was found shot to death in a parked car in Columbia Tuesday night. Officers responded to the 6,000 block of Helen Dorsey Way around 8:30. Police say it does not appear to be a random incident. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will release his proposed budget today. Moore says for the third year in a row, there will be no increase in sales or property taxes, and nearly two-thirds of Marylanders will get a tax cut. The governor says the budget proposal will include more than $750 million for economic and workforce development. He says part of that funding will go towards strengthening Maryland's business climate and growing key industries. The state is facing a budget deficit of nearly $3 billion, and Moore says he's planning to cut spending by $2 billion. The Baltimore County Council is asking the Maryland General Assembly to block legislation that would allow beer and wine sales in grocery stores. On Tuesday, Republican Council Member David Marks introduced a resolution opposing the potential legislation, saying it could put family retailers out of business. And the Maryland Department of Agriculture says a second case of bird flu has been discovered at a commercial poultry operation in the state. This case was detected at a chicken farm in Queen Anne's County, and officials say birds from the affected flocks will not enter the food system. Up next, we look at traffic and the Weather Channel forecast.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here, these are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 162, and the pick 4 was 9976. And now, with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
You have delays coming up the Beltway from Wilkins Avenue through Frederick Road. The problem is there's an accident on the ramp from the inner loop to Security Boulevard. And with that, that's a ramp that splits. You go east on Security, you go around the curve to the westbound side. But on that ramp itself, it's backed up now, affecting traffic on the main line of the Beltway. If you're going straight through to Liberty Road, you need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. But again, the backup and the impact here is all the way back down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. The outer loop is still slow from 795. Inner loop at Green Spring with the backup and the outer loop still kind of plodding along as you're moving west of Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Even by January standards, this is cold, and it stays cold today and tomorrow, warming up into the weekend just before the next round of Arctic air arrives Sunday. 30 32 the high today. 34 tomorrow. Friday's warmer, 43. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Bills will get back at it this morning in their respective towns as they prepare for the big AFC divisional round game Sunday night at 6 p.m. Ravens now a one-point favorite. Bills have never been an underdog in a home playoff game. Baltimore hoping that Zay Flowers can return, but head coach John Harbaugh urging extreme caution.
Yeah, that's in we'll see mode. He's working hard to get back. And we'll see toward the end of the week if he's practicing, and he could play without practicing for sure if he feels healthy enough and if it's safe for him.
Meanwhile, the Bills have all five defensive starters back that missed the Ravens game in Week 4, headlined by Bills linebacker Matt Milano. Defensive coordinator Bobby Babich happy about that.
Matt Milano was an All-Pro, and then at the beginning of the year last year, Matt Milano was playing as good as any defensive player in the National Football League.
Milano missed the first 11 games of the year, but has played now in five of the last seven. NFL coaching carousel news. Deion Sanders confirming he met with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones about the team's vacancy. Other candidates include Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury, Pete Carroll, and former Cowboy tight end Jason Witten. The Navy football lost a member of its brotherhood late last month when Chris Wade passed after a brief battle with cancer. Wade died at his home in Monroe, North Carolina. He was a linebacker and a 2004 graduate of the Naval Academy. Wade was commissioned as a Marine Corps officer, served 8 years and did two tours in Afghanistan, one in Iraq. Chris Wade passes at the age of 44. Caps were on the home ice last night, taking on the Anaheim Ducks.
Along the boards, Duhaime gets away from Hellison. Here's an odd man rush. Cross ice. Frank fires. He scores! Ethan Frank can do no wrong.
The wicked wrister from Ethan Frank. Joe B. had the call on monumental. Frank's second goal of the season, and Logan Thompson turns aside 19 shots as the Caps shut out the Ducks 3-0. Maryland women with a win last night, 99-92 over Minnesota. Cheyenne Sellers, a season-high 27. The women are now 16-1. And finally, the man who was arrested on felony charges for stalking WNBA star Caitlin Clark appeared in court yesterday and immediately was rebuked for disrupting the proceedings. Michael Lewis was pled not guilty and was ordered held on $50,000 bail in order to have no contact with the WNBA reigning rookie of the year. The time now is 8:37. When we return, a happy baseball birthday.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
And if you're stuck in traffic, why not tap into your well-being with Audible audiobooks, podcasts, and originals? Spend some time with expert insights on better health, relationships, finance, and more. Start listening free with a 30-day trial at audible.com.
And as happy birthdays go, this is a pretty good one, guys. Yeah. A happy 76th birthday to the great Orioles second baseman Bobby Grich.
Oh, wow.
Born on this day, January 15th, 1949, in Muskegon, Michigan. That's up in your neck of the woods up there, Bruce.
Yep.
Grich played seven seasons for the Birds, 70 to 76, and then another 10 years with the California Angels. In 1981, Grich led the American League in home runs. He won a Silver Slugger Award. He was a six-time All-Star, won four straight Gold Glove Awards, and at one time held the record for fielding percentage for a second baseman in a season at 996 point.
Wow.
But then finally, Mark Ellis in 2006 of the Oakland Athletics broke that record. Happy birthday, Bobby Grich.
Yeah, that's great. By the way, the guy you're talking about, Matt Milano. I like his cookies, man.
The cookies are good. I knew it.
Okay,
I absolutely knew it.
As soon as I
said that story, I said to myself, I clicked. I said, self.
Yeah.
Bruce Elliott is going to come up with the Milano cookie story.
Julie told him first.
Really?
Yeah. And Julie said...
Julie chimes in.
She likes the mint Milanos. Yeah, better than the regular Milano.
Fake
is that right?
News. Fake
That's
news.
Fake news. I'll take story number one. Ta-da!
Thanks very much, Gary. We'll check back. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Toll for your long distance. Our telephone number is 1-800-WCBM-680. Thank you very much for having us in this and every single day. A bit more from Riley Gaines, only because I want to lead up to this AOC stuff, because they're twisted on the left. I'm sorry. They're just twisted. Riley Gaines, completely apolitical when she was in college and university, completely apolitical. But now she's being exposed on a continuing basis to some of the lunacy that she has to face from the political left, whether they're political left or simply of the left. They're unhinged when it comes to stuff like the rights for faux women, you know, pretend women, trans women, same thing. When you hear trans, think pretend, because that's what it is. It's some guy who's convinced somehow he can change his chromosomal makeup. It doesn't work that way. Here's Riley Gaines.
Whether it's feeling like you have to refer to Latino individuals as Latinx, believing that men can become women, believing that men can breastfeed, believing that tampons belong in boys' bathrooms, entirely and thoroughly absurd. I'm here today for one reason. I'm here to debunk every single thing you heard from the House Democrats today. I'm here to tell you that this isn't a hypothetical situation. No, it's reality.
Yeah, it is reality. And the Democrat Party, in her view, has become absolutely absurd. Lie after lie after destructive lie.
The feelings of humiliation and violation of having to strip down to nothing, fully unclothing yourself inches away from where a 6'4" man simultaneously fully exposed himself, stripping down to nothing, exposing his male genitalia non-consensually, might I add, which we used to properly label as some form of voyeurism or sexual harassment, indecent exposure. Now it's seemingly celebrated.
Yeah, and it is. Well, come on, you have to. They have rights, you know. The trans women and the rights of one trans woman supersedes the rights of the entire female athletic team, no matter what the sport happens to be. If you're a swimmer, you get naked when you put on the suit. You get naked when you take off the suit and change back into street clothes. That's the reality of the world, folks. If you weren't aware of that, that's why they can swim so fast, because they usually take off the street clothes before they dive in. So you have a guy, in her case, 6'4", and he's as far away from her as you are from me, Julie, and she's expected to be comfortable with the idea that he's going to strip down to naked the same time she does. And again, as the father of a girl, she's now in her 30s, but when she was this, I would have, my steam would have been coming out of my ears, man. But absolutely coming out of my ears. Completely unfair to women, and a perversion, and this is a perversion introduced, by the way, by Joe Biden, a perversion of what Title IX was all about, which is supposed to open opportunities for females in sports. And then Joe Biden decided, oh, we want to include trans females there, too. That's what happened. This has not been going on since the act was passed. This is just due to Joe Biden, to Kamala Harris, and to the Democrats. But then you have AOC, and she has a very different analysis of the situation.
Here we are today. Republicans who have voted against, consistently, against the Violence Against Women Act, who have taken away the right of all women to choose and have control over their own body, who, as women are bleeding out in parking lots across the country,
are they really?
Standing there, allowing us to die, now want to pretend today that they care about women.
Yeah, no, instead she says the real story, now that we have women apparently bleeding out in parking lots all across the country, this is a story that we've not been able to cover here for some reason because there are no facts behind it. AOC says it's because the GOP are pedophiles. That's the AOC contention. Not that we care about women's privacy or the rights of the individual, but that men are really, GOP men particularly, they're pedophiles. We want to see naked little girls. I'm sorry. This is so disgusting to me. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Beltway is slow if you're coming up the west side and you're coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue and you're thinking, well, what's going on here? Not usually too bad on that side. It's because of a wreck on the inner loop ramp to Security Boulevard, and that ramp's kind of narrow, and then it splits. You go east or west on Security Boulevard, but it's backing up the ramp, and in turn, that ramp is backed up onto the right lane of the Beltway all the way back towards the bridge at Crosby Road. If you're trying to get to Social Security, you may have to take Route 40 and then pick up Rolling Road or maybe pick up Ingleside Avenue and work your way around that way to get to that area. This is a big backup on the Beltway, all because of the wreck affecting the traffic in the right lane. If you're going up the Beltway towards Liberty Road, stay in the center and stay in the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Sunny, dry, and cold through at least Friday. Today's high 32. Tomorrow's high 34. Friday, be up to around 43 degrees. It continues to be pretty cold outside right now, though. Temperatures continue in the high teens or lower 20s, actually. Ellicott City has 18 degrees. Still, Hunt Valley has 19. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 845. And time for our good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
This is kind of a good news with tongue-in-cheek story. Instacart customers, female Instacart customers, are demanding that their shoppers be female. Not because they don't think that the genders are equal and so forth and so on, but because we're men and we're stupid, basically. If men are from Mars and women are from Venus, it's fairly safe to say there are no grocery stores on Mars. Because there's a lot of discourse on social media about whether or not men should be shoppers for grocery delivery apps like DoorDash, Instacart. One TikTok in particular stirring up lots of drama after a woman who goes by the username Samuel Claire suggested that grocery delivery apps give you a choice to choose between male or female shoppers. Her stance on the matter came shortly after a male shopper completely dropped the ball and the milk and the butter on her grocery order. If you're not the CEO of DoorDash or Instacart, keep scrolling. She says, this is not for you. I'm begging you guys, make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper. She had a list of, I think, five items. Only one of them arrived correctly, of the five. Instead of a half gallon of store brand milk, her shopper picked up a quarter gallon of the, you know, ultra pure, you know, organic milk. He also mixed up the idea of a chopped Caesar salad kit and the ultimate Caesar salad kit, which is specified. She says you have to look at slightly harder for the chopped Caesar salad kit, and a man would never. You just pick out the first one he sees. It's true. It's true. She requested a refund for the Land O'Lakes garlic and herb butter because it was not available. Instead, she received Land O'Lakes canola oil butter instead. And again, guys, this is us. In the end, she received a full refund for her order, but she's not the only one who's dealt with this. Quote, a man substituted my ground beef for watermelon. And I'm so confused about that. I ordered a baby bok choy and received a single Brussels sprout. I don't know. It's just, I had a lady dasher who once asked if I wanted Parmesan because it was a sale. She thought it would go well with what else I had ordered. Now, this is a good thing. That's the way a woman shopper would think. It's on sale. Would you like it? She had the opportunity to choose. A man would say, eh, next. We're moving on. So that is your good news story of the day. And your bizarre story of the day, by the way, there actually is an article out there from Monica Torres. She's the author of this. I forget what publication this was. She says there's a whole list of what you should never say to someone who just experienced a natural disaster. And they're not tongue-in-cheek, Jules. They're definitely dead serious. For example, you say, well, you know what? At least you have your memories.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything that begins with at least, you know, is a problem. Mm. Well, you know what? Maybe people around you, they could have done more. Oh. Now, you know, you have a natural disaster come through. Your house is gone. Your memories are gone. Everything's gone. How about, can I see your house now? I just want to see what it looks like.
No.
Oh, listen. What did you lose? this kind of morbid curiosity that, you know, did you lose your car? How about the house? Oh, but all the kids, you lost all the kids' toys? I mean, you're doing nothing but pissing them off, basically. Or statements that compare your experience to theirs. This is the Joe Biden phenomenon right here. He said, after a forest fire, remember, after the Hawaii fire, he said, yeah, we had a kitchen fire in my house once. Pretty much the same thing, Joe. And finally this, you can rebuild. Hmm. Well, duh. If you think reminding somebody that they can rebuild their home the moment after their house has been destroyed and is nothing but embers, that's not exactly helpful to most people. Or when they say, eh, it's just things.
Mm.
I have a house full of things, and many of the things are associated with memory. You know, specific memory. My wife and I have the same coffee cups we bought on our honeymoon.
Wow.
That she still uses hers, I still use mine, and here's the truth of this. My daughter was in visiting, and she picked up my coffee cup, because it's part of a whole set, you know, of coffee cups, mugs. I felt uneasy the entire time she had it. It's stupid, but it's a thing. But yeah, reminding me it's just a thing, not particularly helpful, and that is your weird story of the day. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 850 right now.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
And if you're stuck in traffic, why not tap into your well-being with Audible audiobooks, podcasts, and originals? Spend some time with expert insights on better health, relationships, finance, and more. Start listening free with a 30-day trial at audible.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, why is the L.A. Mayor Karen Bass a DEI candidate even though she was elected? I'll explain why. Plus more confirmation fireworks with woke dimwits trying to take down Trump nominees and doing a faceplant. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, if you think that you know, to the day that Skynet became self-aware, you think of that's very current, you know, the Terminator stuff. 161 years ago, during the Civil War, a New Zealand sheep farmer predicted the AI doom and wrote about it. And they've recently come across this guy's, there's a letter to the editor down in New Zealand. It's titled Darwin Among the Machines. And this is 1863. It was in Christchurch, New Zealand, warned about the potential dangers of mechanical evolution and call for the destruction of machines, foreshadowing the development of what we now call AI. Letter popped up on social media recently, thanks to a guy who checked it out at the Institute for AI Policy and Strategy. Quote, we are ourselves creating our own successors. We are daily adding to the beauty and delicacy of their physical organization. We are daily giving them a greater power and supplying by all sorts of ingenious contrivances that self-regulating, self-acting power, which will be to them what intellect has been to the human race. In the course of ages, we shall find ourselves to be the inferior race. I'll post this thing for you because it's a fascinating article. 1863, people were already aware of the dangers of AI and machines being smarter than we are. Which for me pretty much is a toaster of them, by the way. 853, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck, good morning.
Morning. There's a wreck on the ramp or in the ramp area. Interloop
at Security Boulevard if you're coming up towards exit 16, 17 through that area. That's where the problem is, and it's affecting traffic on that ramp that is backed up all the way back in the right lane that goes back towards Crosby Road. That, in turn, is backing up the Beltway coming up from Wilkins Avenue, Frederick Road, crossing Route 40, and they're just kind of plodding through there because that ramp traffic is backed up. It's keeping everybody slow. So again, if you're trying to get up to Liberty Road or up towards Reisterstown Road, 795, you stay to the center and the left-hand lane. If you're trying to exit at Security Boulevard, it looks like it's moving a little better, but it's still backed up. Your options would be to work your way over to Rolling Road. You can work your way over to Ingleside Avenue and then into the Social Security Complex in and around that area. Beltway, Parkville side still slow. Some Interloop Greenspring slowing. We're still backed up. Been a rough morning. Nothing major there, but still slow for the traffic south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sunny, dry, cold today, at least through Friday. Today's high 32, tomorrow's high 34, and for Friday, a high just about 43 degrees. Temps continue to hover somewhere around the 20-degree mark, and it's going to be that way for quite a while this morning. It'll eventually warm up just a bit, but right now, Ellicott City is still 18 degrees. Bel Air still 19 degrees. This is Snow Bunny weather right here, and if we have our own snow bunny here in studio,
yeah.
Good morning,
Kim. Reluctantly, yes. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
And did you get out and shovel this morning?
I did not. Yeah. I did not.
Well, it's good. To, you know what? If you do it now, that's kind of preemptive. That means when it snows, it's all taken care of.
Yeah, yeah. Someone else explained it to me like that. No, we have a good show planned today. I actually have two guests today.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Rob Smith, he's sometimes on Newsmax, Fox News contributor, also with Turning Point. But he was in the room yesterday for the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing. So we're going to talk to him. He's also a veteran. So there was a huge group of veterans there that was supporting Pete. So we'll talk to him around 10:35. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range so we can further discuss the Supreme Court decision in regards to the Second Amendment here in Maryland.
Yeah, well, they're not going to review it, so we'll, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is an issue. And the folks at Free State, they're good. They know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, but I just feel as though that there's got to be something else that we can do. I mean, there are other states, you know, that we can point to and say, look, they had the similar laws, but they relaxed their laws. And guess what? Crime and violence didn't increase.
No.
We didn't see any issues after that. And the Second Amendment, as far as I know, that is our right.
Yeah. Beyond that, it's interesting to note that studies have been done indicating that those states that are open carry or concealed carry, right to carry states,
yeah,
actually have a lower crime rate.
Exactly.
Because people are aware the other guy might be armed.
Right.
So like they're Virginia, less likely West to Virginia, say, I got a gun, so there.
Yeah, yeah. We have somebody that calls in often, Gino, from West Virginia, and he talks about that. And it's, you know, why wouldn't we do that? Even in Texas. I mean, there are certain areas of Texas that are such more safe, even though they're densely populated. So we're going to talk to Brian about that. And then, of course, I want to get into some of the fights that I saw on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Oh,
my gosh. Crockett and Nancy Mace.
Wasn't that great stuff?
It was. I want people to stop saying I'm not qualified to go to Congress. Okay? I went to These Hands University. And
yeah.
I am now qualified to go to Congress, if that's what we're going to do while we're down there. So yes. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, take it outside.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe that. Oh, God.
Well, of course, Crockett, I think, she's here's something. All right, this is just a guy observation.
Yeah.
I mentioned this very early. One of the things that drives me crazy about her, she's a publicity hound initially.
Yeah.
That's fine. A lot of congresspeople are. You just kind of have to tolerate it. But, you know, she has this hairstyle where it's all like a huge girl comb over.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, all the hair ends up on one side.
Yes.
That's fine. I have no problem with that. I think it's kind of an attractive hairstyle. No big deal. But there's something she does that makes me squirrely, and that is she's always playing with the hair.
Right.
She's always brushing it out of her face. My feeling is, if you've got to do that, change your damn hairstyle.
Yeah.
Get a hairpin. Get a barrette. Get something.
I think some women have, like, nervous habits, and I think that's one of her nervous habits, because I see her play with her hair a lot, too.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was in the dating pool, of course, that's shortly before they had paved roads in this country. But when I was in the dating pool, that was a tell.
Oh, was
that
it?
That was a tell.
What did it tell you?
That said green light.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that was a tell. So, I mean, I don't know if that's still the case, but that was a tell. And it was infallible.
I will never touch my hair around a man again.
Ever.
I wouldn't tell anybody anything.
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to amputate both hands just in case.
Exactly. Exactly.
Kim Plasek Live coming up.
Thank you.
Right after 9 o'clock news. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. I have a number of sound bites from a woman named Kaya Stanley, who's with the California Restaurant Mutual Benefit Corp. And she has some observations on exactly what went wrong with the insurance business in California, because we keep hearing now that you can't get your home insured in California. How did that happen? Why did that happen? Are there political overtones to that? And what are the problems that that creates in California and in other states that surround it? But we got 30 seconds left or less on the show. So obviously we're not going to start that now. During the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, we will talk about that. Again, Sean is out for the remainder of this week. And I sure appreciate you having us in every morning. We start at 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock was a great hour this morning. We had that Nancy Mace stuff and the Jasmine Crockett. Wow. Let's take it outside. Julie, thank you very much, as always. Kristen Hagerick, our executive producer, makes the show go smoothly, and I sure appreciate that. See you at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Have a great day.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...